want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Remember our motto.
Yeah.
Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
Say it, don't spray it, Daddy-O.
Right on.
Too darn hot.
Don't forget, anytime the temperature gets above 106.7, we give away $106 to the 106th caller.
It's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Thank you, Sammy.
It is too darn
hot. Buzz, what is the current time and temperature?
At 3 o'clock East Coast Daylight Time, it's 101 degrees with a heat index of 104.
And can I just take a moment to say how you doing to that old piece of S air conditioning system at the other station?
I wonder if it's working over there.
Doubt it.
I doubt it. This is the kind of day, seriously, This is the kind of day where it would quit.
It would die.
It would officially quit.
It would be 1 million degrees in that studio, and we would just start wide open, just bitch session.
And a lot of times, the only area where it would quit first would be the air studio.
But not here. Yeah. Nice and cool here.
Cool.
Don't worry, if you were back there, they'd give you a fan.
Yeah, nice
blow
fan.
The hot air around.
Yeah, blow the hot air in from the hallway where everybody's farting into the studio.
Let's see, Johnny Norman, way back at the back. Hey, John?
Hi there.
Hi there. Oh, hold on, let me turn this thing off. John, do you have the audio of Bush saying the S word?
I do.
Can we hear it, please? This is Bush today at the G8 meetings,
mm-hmm.
where he thinks his microphone is turned off.
And he says a nasty.
And while he's doing it, he's literally buttering a roll and eating it.
Right.
Is he really?
Here he is now, George Bush. Sounds great.
Get ahead. What they need to do is get serious. Stop doing it.
Blair, meanwhile, met with UN Chief Kofi
Annan. John, what are you doing back there?
How do you like it?
I'm sorry, I got to switch things around to get it so you can hear it.
Do you think?
Microphone.
Sorry. Do you think so?
Are we on the air yet?
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, we are on the air.
Let me try.
This is why we need show opens. Oh, we got a ton more emailed in.
Oh, good.
We'll hear them in a second. Okay, here we go. Roll it.
Ultimately, Bush thinks Syria is to blame for providing arms, cash, and shelter to Hezbollah guerrillas. He made that clear to Britain's Tony Blair at lunch in the bluntest of terms, not realizing an open microphone was nearby.
See, the irony is that what they need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing it.
Blair, meanwhile, met with UN Chief Kofi.
So what did he say? He said, we got to get serious about this.
We got to get Syria to tell Hezbollah to stop doing this S.
Exactly.
That's what he said. I didn't know he talked like that to Tony Blair.
Sure he does.
I mean, I know they're our ally and all that, but I thought he's like the British Prime Minister. I thought, you know, all this dung. What is this dung?
No, he talks to him like a cowboy.
Yeah, he's Bush. I guess that's his way of, you know, hey, Tony.
Hey, all this ass.
What are they doing this ass for?
All this B.
Knock this ass off.
All this BS.
Then Blair blushed and dropped his crumpet.
Oh, so, tough ass.
So let's see. How many entries did we get over the weekend?
Oh,
oh
my
God. Over 50 entries.
Wow.
In the show open.
Way to go, people.
Let's start by hearing 4 or 5 today.
Good.
And then we'll hear 4 or 5 tomorrow and every day until we find 10 that we like.
Good.
Again, your goal as our listener and as our friend. Let's,
you know how we mean that.
Let's say what we're looking for is like the opening to a movie, a trailer for a movie.
Yeah, it's a combination. You've heard the openings to our shows for years, and yet, you know, the other day on Friday when we were playing these, we got a bunch of them, and that's exactly what we're looking for.
So we're going to end up with at least 10 from you guys, 10 to 12, something like that. We can rotate them, end up playing them once about every week and a half.
Good.
To actually just start the show, so we don't start the show like we are right now. Just a bunch of dumbasses flapping our lips.
Although we could.
Wondering what the current temperature is.
What did Bush say?
Here's one from Steve Moreno. Steve Morano. I'm not really sure. Let me see. Hold
Take
on.
It away, Steve.
Hold on a second. Steve. Give me a second.
Steve. A listener writes, Ow. Dear Don and Mike.
We got 8 million of them. Here we go.
Yes. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Let me give you a level down, Mike.
Check 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me turn these off. Hello, test.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Check 1, 2.
Here we go.
Don Geronimo.
The nice DM.
Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely.
Bend over and
take it.
We will not be.
We are having a gay relationship.
How do you explain the bruising?
I'm a mess.
Okay, is this going to be like the jingle thing? Do we have to listen to every
one of
these?
That is my favorite for audio quality so far.
Radio God.
That's the sharpest and clearest.
Radio God.
I'm kidding, of course.
Radio God.
Ice cream headed.
It kind of fits the weather today.
It does.
Okay, it sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
Where's the melody?
Thank you. Here's one from Paranoid. Here we go.
This town needs an enema.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
I hope you're rotten hell, you loser!
Don
Geronimo! You suck! You don't deserve a car!
Mike O'Mara.
That's what I love about these high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
Hey, go take those, man.
America's favorite jerky.
I'm so wasted.
But they're back. Yee-haw! Welcome to the Dynamite Show.
A little Mexican flavor.
The part with the music you've been talking over.
I don't dislike any of them really, because I know they're homemade and they're fun.
Yeah.
And this guy, Paranoid, did the right way. Or ideally, what I asked for was a little music bed.
Right. I could listen to this all day.
Well, climb inside Rob's head. All right, so then that fades out. That's a good one.
You know, that music bed just tells me that we all should be sipping tropical drinks.
Yes, we should.
All right, in Cabo.
Let's go. That was a good one. That's a keeper, a finalist. Here's one from a guy. I think it's a guy named Ryan Parker.
I am the god.
Oops, sorry.
Are we back? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Welcome to the Larry King Show. We didn't curse.
All right, Brain. You don't like me, and I don't like you. But let's just do this, and I can get back to killing you with beer.
There's something good about the fact that these are home-produced.
Yeah, it makes them better.
It's another tapes we play on the
right,
show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Look at you. Look
at you.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Me.
You.
You.
Let's just bring the penises out, shall we?
The ultimate circle J and the tough guy.
Ain't you a white retard?
Cleavage to die for and gigantic aureolas.
The crooked cross the Nazis flew. The hammer and the sickle too. Buzz Burbank here.
Could I buy some pot from you?
Oh! So there is a Santa Claus.
I still f*** up manually.
Now pound sand, badass!
Hello?
I'm right here.
How you doing?
I am looking for Satan.
You have to ask me nicely.
No!
Yes.
No!
Extend me some courtesy. I'd appreciate it if you would dress me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
He has not done anything.
For Christ's sake, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Have you ever served in an infantry unit?
Uh-oh.
Ever served in a forward area? Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him to put his life in yours?
No, I cannot. I'm right here.
You have that luxury.
I need some more donuts.
You want answers?
Watch it.
You can't handle the truth.
Watch it.
This is ridiculous. Are we clear? Are we clear?
Shut your damn mouth and go home.
Snotty little bastard.
Watch your language.
No.
I got a one-way ticket to
This is ridiculous.
Go F yourself.
What, are you trying to intimidate me with a attitude?
Good luck to you. You're going to die tonight, right now.
Who the hell is this?
I'm going to come in and pitchfork your
ass. That's right.
My God, John, pitchfork.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain my...
Shut the hell up, faggot.
Extend me some... courtesy.
Okay!
You snotty little bastard.
Hey, shut up, you faggot! You goddamn ass!
No, I don't think for one second that you can come down here and make me nervous. You get me, sweetheart.
I'm gonna kick your little ass right now.
So be it.
Really,
hold on. Still going. Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Rated R.
Woohoo!
Let's get busy.
Oh, righty then.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
This is a marathon here.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, there's no way we could sit through this every day. But his editing with Tom Gavin and Jack Nicholson was
superb.
Was brilliant.
Yes.
And this, I guess, is just where the music comes in. I guess so. All right. Good. Let me just say good.
I was
Let me just
highly,
say good.
Highly entertained by that. I love
good.
That.
Good, 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 good. Here's one from a guy named Jim Taylor.
Okay. Hi there, people. It's time for another hilarious episode of the Don and Mike Show. It's my pleasure to introduce to you radio mastermind and Dustin Hoffman lookalike, Don Geronimo.
Okay.
That's right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Radio's favorite mimic, the golden boy himself, Mike O'Mara.
How's everybody doing today? That's wonderful.
My good sir,
why I'm All the ladies love him. He's your fashion-conscious newsman.
Like the audio. I'm not dead yet.
He'll love you, then he'll hit you. You really hate cancer. Bob Spiewak.
Yeah,
if we look over the checkered past of the show, I'm still in second place.
Okay. All right. Well, nice try.
Very nice. We appreciate all the efforts.
Thank you, friend. We got a lot to get to. Here's Danero. Dan Arrow.
For CBS News, we have a breaking situation. We go now to Dan, who's live on the scene. Dan, what do you have for us?
Thank you, Bob. The scene is crazy here as swarms of Don and Mike fans have shown up for today's daily celebration. Don, I'd like to ask, what do you think of this great turnout?
Our hiding spot has been found.
Right.
And it's so fantastic. It's great.
No Kathy Lee Gifford. Is that because you think she's a C?
A C-plus. Solid C-plus.
Mike, what do you think?
I think that this is going to work. Shut up, please.
Don, any plans to spice up the show?
We're going to find people that want to be interviewed by CBS Radio and tell them exactly what to say.
Silence!
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
Mommy's not here.
Rob, buddy, how's it hanging?
It's not me.
Buzz, why do you think everybody chose today to show up to your celebration?
Yeah, isn't that odd? They're just now arriving.
How are you doing?
Nope, that sounds like Joe.
Oh, no.
Before we go, Mike, can you give me one verbal crutch, please?
And I'll tell you right now.
Well, guys, don't want to make you nervous, but this kind of turnout might mean good things for your show.
That's what's happening.
Absolutely.
That one sucks.
Yeah.
We don't let him down easy. That sucks.
Sadly, it did.
What, Rob?
Like Mr. Jaws.
Mr. Jaws, like a Dickie Goodman record.
Yeah. Dickie Goodman wishes he was that good.
All right, let's see if this one's any good, and then we'll hear more later in the show. And
very good.
Keep emailing them in.
Yeah. Hey, and whether we say they suck or whether we, I mean, it's that we really do appreciate everybody putting forth the effort.
Yeah. Love hearing them. DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and in the slug line of your email, Johnny, what is it that you want again?
Show open, please.
Thank you. Thank you, and here now is a guy named Mike Sanoff.
Okay, up next, these two guys have been here for the last couple weeks. They asked me to read this. Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room. Ladies and gentlemen,
Don and Mike.
I call them like I see them, and man, there's a lot of possible backstage Bettys.
What the hell is this?
In the audience tonight.
I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
All right. Time for your starting lineup for the 15th most popular radio show in all of Rockville, Maryland. It's Don and Mike Show. This man likes Diet Cherry Coke. He likes Batman, Star Trek,
and playing video games with other little kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain of the ship, Don Geronimo.
Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No. Your face does.
Whoa. That's not what we're about. Hey, don't confuse the art with the artist. I mean, yeah, up on stage, I'm Zeus, I'm Elvis. But back here, I'm just plain old Jack.
This next man likes to drink alcohol and used to play with crap. His old blues band. Ladies and gentlemen, the great voice impersonator and Don's right-hand man, Mike Ubera.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
This next man is a well-respected Aryan scholar. He used to dress up as a clown, but he has risen to great power on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Ewack.
Spring time for Hitler and Germany.
Hold your tongue, witch.
And this man is part of a long lineage of great newsmen. Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, Ron Burgundy. He's from the mean streets of Kansas. He likes weed and swinging. The one, the only, Buzz Burbank.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Last, but not least, the world's oldest phone screener. His idea of a good time is getting drunk and tape recording cicadas in the woods. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Artinger.
Let's say the average person uses 10% of their brain. How much do you use? 1.5%. The rest is clogged with malted hops and bong rips.
I've been up all night shooting cheese balls. That's cocaine and cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, put on your helmet, strap on your seatbelt, because here comes Don and Mike.
That's kind of like what we're looking for.
That's the homemade quality we like.
And liftoff. Father in heaven, please let tonight's show go well. Please make them like it. Okay. Wow.
You know, they're
Thank
fun.
You, all.
They're, you know what? That's what we wanted. They're fun, and that's the most important thing. I love them.
Boy, we could spend the next hour of the show listening to all the entries that we've gotten thus far.
You know, I remember when we did the homemade jingle contest, and I believe after the first day, that began to get a little tedious, but these are actually fun to listen to. They really are. I like them. And the more, you know, there's certain ones that have a homemade quality, but it works for it.
Yes.
Yeah, it really does.
Absolutely.
Let's try one more, and whatever this one is, we'll use to just start the show with.
Very good.
Okay, this is from a guy named Chris.
Quite a gamble.
Paulus.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new episode of the show that has entertained the masses for two decades.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Stay calm. This is simply the beginning.
Don Geronimo.
How revolting. Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Mike O'Mara.
I've taken the liberty of anticipating your condition. I brought you orange juice, coffee, and aspirins. Or do you need to throw up?
Buzz Burbank.
What makes you qualified to be a reporter?
Are you in the marijuana?
Rob Spiewak.
I'm not fat. It's all that fur. It makes me look poofy.
John Norman.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
Joe Artinger.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
Is he worth mentioning?
Just start the show.
Ready, Max Control?
Ready, switch on.
Let a comedian, a network, a congressional committee, or an evil genius take away your freedom to laugh at whatever you want.
There they are, two dirty boys.
Let the attack begin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, as my Mexican friend said,
outstanding. Really, really fun. Every single one of them in its own way. There were a few that sucked, but overall, really, I'm delighted with
it. Really surprising, really outstanding, and like I said, just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, fantastic.
So if you're on the tip, if you're on the
reservoir tip,
slippery slope, if you're right up there by the blowhole,
the tip,
if you're on the tip,
watch out.
Send it. Go ahead. Send yours in. I mean, go ahead. Enter.
I'm really, really humbled by these. They're really, really well done.
Really, they're fantastic. We'll continue to play them during today's show, during tomorrow's show. An ongoing process. Again, the email address, donandmikewebsite.com. And we thank you very hard. And eventually we'll find one of these and we'll just play the show. And like 20 minutes ago, you would have heard this.
The Don and Mike Show.
And then this.
I am the god of hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring you
outside today.
I got that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why I like you, man. You get jokes.
That's why you're a genius.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hi there, Julio.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Well, I don't know. Don't say the S word.
Hello.
Oh, hi there. Beep beep.
Okay. Hi, Don. Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hey.
Number 15 Arbitron Radio.
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's going to change in a few days.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It is. I swear to God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There we go.
There he is.
What was that?
Ta-da!
He's lovely retarded.
Say. How's your? How's your artwork?
This is Art Deco. You're listening to the crazy world of Arthur Brown.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mundy and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting live from a locked car, windows up, wearing black wool turtlenecks and long trousers.
And
here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rob. And thank you for listening, everybody. You can tell by the smell. Don and Mike Show. A new episode right here, everybody, on this Monday. 07-17-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Well, Buzz ain't retarded. Here you go. 877-365-3636. That's the main number. That's your hotline to the hits. That's the only phone number that we use now. 24 lines, no waiting. 877-365-3636. You can also hear us on your computer. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. If you want to email us something like an entry for our show open contest or a note, or you want to play Xbox or whatever.
Monday!
Just email us at donandmikewebsite.com. And we're also on iTunes. Although we've got a lot of emails about the stuff on iTunes being refreshed.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Once again, here from the back room is John Dormand, our computer guy. John, exactly what do people have to do to refresh to get the new episodes on iTunes?
You just got to make sure that you're subscribed. We have a little glitch in the system that I'm working on with the web guy back in Fairfax, and I hope to have it fixed by the end of the week because it's been lingering on much too long.
That's Joe.
Is that Joe?
Are you okay, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine. Joe's allergic to things running right.
July 17th.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Johnny.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, well, everybody, hi there, and I hope you had a decent weekend. I know that you didn't, but hold on a second. I did.
I'm glad you did. I know. Yeah, you have a big...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? But first... Not really.
News. 6 years into the millennium.
Let me see. First, I wanted to thank Buzz. I want to thank Buzz Burbank.
Yeah?
I want to thank Buzz the Decorator.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz went to a sale, to an art sale this weekend.
Oh, did he really?
Art by the
That's
pound.
Where he got all that stuff?
You didn't see all the... Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Obviously, you've seen all the stuff that he
I didn't
got.
Know whether he had this stuff left over, or whether he went to, like, a...
Did you think
those...
he would have this crap in his house?
I thought he might have, like, some stuff left over.
$4.99 from... a pound. No, I bought some things, and I brought some things from home that were, in fact, left over.
Okay, so I did get it partly, right? It looked like stuff you might have had
for Well, then I apologize.
Mostly new, though.
I apologize about my crap comments about some of that stuff.
Oh, no, that's fine. Some of it, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't hanging up at home, so
Buzz,
bring it here.
Buzz was nice enough to go to one of these art by the pound things, mm-hmm. where you just buy paintings and pop culture pictures that are cheaply framed.
Right.
And what he's done is he's put these things up now all over our offices, all over the studios.
He did save the best one for himself, though. You know, that is the best one. That
don't
one with the flying saucers around the Eiffel Tower.
Belongs in a newsroom, don't you think?
It does belong in a newsroom.
Inducing panic.
It's like an old movie poster of, a 1950s film with a couple embracing terrified looks on their faces. Well, they've got flying saucers circling the Eiffel Tower. I like that, Buzz.
We do thank you.
You're welcome.
We do thank you, Buzz.
Welcome
that,
home.
That gene in you is coming out again. That housemaker gene.
He is a, I think he's probably the most... most in touch with his feminine side on the show.
Make some guy a swell wife.
I know. He's organized.
Know.
He's tidy. He likes to decorate. Let him. I say we let him absolutely go to town.
Here I for the broadcasting guy.
You know, the last week it was, somebody was asking me about the color of the office and what color we want it to be. Rob and I were talking about color. Talk to him about that.
Yeah.
That's his thing. You know, you were talking about...
I talk to Rob about color all the time.
Ah, wow. This is a different kind, though. This is kind of a...
I asked Buzz already. He said, let's start out with gray, then change it to brown.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Funny boy.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
I had a run-in with Marty Bash yesterday.
Marty Bash!
Run-in?
Marty Bash. Now, a run-in, or did you just see the chap on the street?
Was it a run-in or a fight?
I was at a country concert at Merriweather Post Pavilion.
A country concert?
Yeah, he was...
That's a shock.
Picture,
you're a country music fan?
He was taking a picture with three or four hot girls, so I stood in front of the picture, and I yelled, Don, I'm like... kick ass, and he just looked at me, gave me the finger to my face, and got all pissed off.
Sir, I hate to interrupt you, but those were not just hot women. You know who those women were. Those were the Bass-tones. the mighty, mighty Bass-tones.
For those who don't know, Marty Bass
is Mr. Baltimore, huh?
He's a famous weatherman on Channel 13 in Baltimore.
I should say Mr. Ballmer, hon. Right.
For God's sake, he's out there getting his picture taken with a couple of pieces of ass. I would consider it an honor if Marty Bass was to flip you off. You probably got a better picture than if you tried to just get a picture of him with the hot chicks.
He's so pathetic. He had his bald hair shining.
Now, what did you do? Did you actually jump in front of the camera, or did you jump right in front of Marty and the chicks?
Between whoever's taking the picture and him. So,
and thanks for mentioning our names when you did that.
Yeah, and nice you pulled the a-hole move.
Because, you know, we really did seriously fight with that guy for like 10 years.
Right.
And then we broke bread. I mean, I even had dinner with that guy and his wife, and Frida and I went to a Ravens function with
them. That's right. You actually had contact with Marty Bass.
Yeah, Marty Bass. I consider him to be a friend now.
Good. What happened? Tell us what transpired.
Why do you think he's a douche?
No, he just pranced around in a bright pink shirt.
Now hold on a second.
Wait a
minute.
He looked like a sad version of Jimmy Buffett.
He doesn't prance. Now wait a minute. Now what was the show, first of all? What was the show that you were all at?
What's that?
What was the show?
It was at Meriwether Post Pavilion. It was Sunday in the Country.
Ah.
What? Sunday in the Country. Who was performing?
Lone Star, Montgomery Gentry, a couple other bands.
So, in other words, a tough ticket.
Very tough ticket.
So, what was it? Big forehead night? Your forehead over 6 inches, you get in free?
did Marty say anything to you? You're calling him a douche because you're saying he's wearing a pink shirt. You're just saying you didn't like his look, but did he say anything to you before you jumped in front of the picture that would indicate that he was being a jerk?
Well, no, he was there with 93.1 WPOC, some radio station.
You know, again, you know, who cares? Let Marty Bass live his life. If it was me, I guarantee someone would be calling a show today saying that they had seen me and I gave him the finger.
What did he do after the fact? What did he do after you wrecked the picture?
Oh, no, he just, you know, had a big smile on his face, and he knew.
Now, wait a minute. Now, so he had a smile on his face, so he wasn't even being a jerk. You're not communicating this very effectively.
Probably not. Was my third grade education.
And your hatred for Marty Bass.
But you seem to have this venom for Marty Bass. We're just trying to see if Marty actually did anything that would be, you know, nasty, worth hating.
No, just a finger, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he only gave you the finger after you walked into the middle of his picture and screamed our names, right?
Agreed.
Wasn't Lone Star wonderful?
They weren't too bad.
Uh-huh. Okay, he's out of gas. Christ. This guy's out of gas now.
But was Bo Bice busy?
Bo Bice.
Okay, goodbye, friend.
Bye, Ab.
Just another.
Bye!
Another emissary of the show.
He's going to be calling another radio station talking about us now.
Hello there.
Jerk.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good. What's with all the reverb in your guys' voices? It sounds like you're talking in a well.
I've got no idea what you're talking about. Anybody have any idea what
you're
talking about?
Sunspots.
Sunspots. No idea. Learn to listen. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Love the show. Can't wait to see the video tour or the pictures on the internet of your new studio. Can look forward to that, bud.
Yeah, we're going to have the, as soon as we, Buzz finishes his decorating, we're going to probably have those for you.
You know, we really should take some pictures of the new digs.
Yeah, shouldn't we do it after?
Get them up on the website.
Shouldn't we do it after it's done? Shouldn't we do it after they get these walls finished?
Not quite finished.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think cause
it's functional. It's just not like a home beautiful type.
Well,
right.
The thing is, right now, from a functionality standpoint, you've got such state-of-the-art equipment. The equipment is brand new. But they just have to do all the cosmetic stuff, and it really wouldn't... I don't think it would do the equipment justice if we were to take pictures right now.
Right.
So right now, just wait.
They're coming.
Just wait. But hello?
He hung up.
Or just hang up.
He was very busy and then
go scratch.
He's disappointed.
Will you host the video tour like Jackie Onassis did?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
How do you... Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
That's something pre-1963.
That's a huge piece of history.
It is?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone should know that.
Wow.
Hello.
Caliente, piso mojado. No frío.
Which language is he speaking?
That was something where he said hot.
It's hot. Yes, we
hot agree. As what?
Mucho caliente piso mojado.
What's mojado?
Peligro.
Danger.
Oh, danger. Danger.
Really hot.
See,
are you speaking?
Translate.
Are we speaking Spanglish now? Combination?
No frío.
No, not cold. Mucho caliente.
Mucho caliente.
Frank Caliendo.
Cuidado.
Oh, watch out.
Cordoba. What did he say, Cordado?
No, he said cuidado. What's out.
Cordoba.
Cuidado.
Como te llamo?
Dodge Cordoba.
Thank you for your
comment. Delay all fish.
Guys.
Adios, amigos.
Okay. Adios. Good day to you, sir. Okay, bye-bye. Don Pablo.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
On the border.
Hello.
Oh,
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, friends.
Hey, my friend.
Yeah.
How did the football go with you and Robert and Rob this weekend?
Great.
Well, actually, yes, well, that's what I do want to discuss. It was not supposed to be this weekend, but it turns out it was this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, dear. Not the football with Robert the mailman.
No, not with Robert the mailman, but with
the big deal was this
but with Tory Holt.
Oh, right. My God.
Oh, yeah, give me a second. I'll tell you about it.
All right.
So, the weekend, really not much happened. A very uneventful weekend. Had some people over on Saturday. Sunday had some people over and was just, like, dying for them to just leave.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I know that I'm a widower, and that people think that I'm longing for company.
You're lonely.
And I also know this. I also know I got a pool. Okay. So just let me say to some of the people that came over on Sunday.
Right.
Don't think I can't see through it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think I can't see through it when I get the call.
Hi, we're going to come over and we can come over and make you feel better.
I get,
wow.
And I don't want to say names because they're not family members.
Right.
They're just friends.
Uh-huh.
Two separate groups of friends, families, both happened to call on Sunday.
Huh.
Yesterday when the temperature was going to be near 100.
Right.
Wanted to see how I was doing.
Sure.
How I was holding up.
Right.
And said,
you saw through their plot.
Said, well, here's the thing. The first guy says, thought if it was okay not to intrude on your privacy, mm-hmm. we're going to be out in your neck of the woods. We might swing by and say hi. I said, oh, you know, that'd be great. Come on over. We'll have a drink or something.
Mm-hmm.
He said, good. Should the kids bring their suits? And I said, I guess. Are they going to jump in the pool?
He said,
yeah, that's what we were thinking. Like that we could maybe have a drink and the kids could jump in the pool. So they came over.
What can you say?
You can't say anything.
Right.
They came over and
right.
they were nice. They,
right.
they got their kids wet and
yesterday would be the first day I think of the year really where you know getting into a pool was absolutely necessary.
And then the second call yesterday is the one, and this is now leading up to the thing about the video game. The second call, this is after the first people left. I get another call from a friend of mine, the lawyer guy with the cowboy hat.
Gotcha.
The neighbor of mine.
Right.
He calls up. Now, this guy, bless his heart, he really has called me like once a week since Frida died.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone out to lunch with him a couple of times.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I see it's him, and I get the guilt, because normally I let it go to voicemail.
Right.
But I pick it up, and I go, hey, what's happening? And he says, hi, and he's very upfront. He could not be more upfront. He's not calling saying, oh, I'm wondering how you're doing. He called and he said, I've got kind of a problem here, that our air conditioner is out.
Right.
It's 100 degrees.
Jesus.
And now this guy does have a pool. He said, but there's something green and murky and we can't use the pool.
That's tough.
Yeah, I know. That's why this guy may not be calling me anytime soon. Because I said to him, you know what? I just got done getting rid of, and then I hope the
first people aren't listening. Because I know you're trying real hard to locate.
These people all know each other. I said to them, I just got done getting rid of so-and-so. And his two snotty little Eddie Haskell, really, I mean, these kids, the phoniest, you know, may we please have a non-carbonated beverage? Right, like you're not shooting smack as soon as you go home, you little bastard. You little Judas Priest listening to
preach. I'm sure they'll be coming over again soon.
These two creepy little boys that came over and left the... Two boys, one 13.
Do they appear to be creatures of the night?
114.
The Lost Boys.
Of course, I was thinking Eddie Munster, not Eddie Haskell.
Very goth.
Yeah, they're goth.
Very goth, but here's the thing. They've got the parents snowed.
Right, yeah.
They've got the parents snowed.
And you're on to them?
Oh, I was on to them from moment one. The first
what
thing,
age are we talking about here?
One's 13, one's 14.
Ooh, tough age, yeah.
Boys, both of them boys.
Right.
So they came over with the parents, which was nice, and they were going to jump in the pool. And as soon as the parents left, I really should not be saying. I hadn't planned on saying all of this.
I just spelled out, doesn't it?
On the radio.
This is your source of therapy.
That's
this is where you let it all hang out.
They were downstairs with me in the basement. I was showing them where the swimming area was, where they could change their trunks. And I said, so I haven't seen you guys around for a long time, because they used to live in the neighborhood, now they live a few miles away.
Right.
And they were just pretty much indifferent to me. And what I did was I shut the door so that Mom and Dad upstairs, fixing themselves a cocktail, couldn't hear. I said, hey, I want you little effers to know something. I'm on to you. And when you're in this house, it's please and it's thank you. And if I ask you something, you put a sir on the end of it. And the first time you don't put a sir on the end of it, I'm going to grab you by the scruff of your neck and you're going to be out of the pool and you're going to be out of my house. Are we clear? Because I think you snow your mom and dad, but you don't snow me with this crap. And
wow.
Firm but fair.
No, listen.
Did their eyes get wide?
No. No. They both.
They were unfazed?
They looked at me. They went, eh. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, I've dealt...
So it was like something that...
See, there's some... I can't... Oh, God. This
came out of nowhere. I didn't see this one coming.
Neither did I. This was so long because they've been over since Frida died. It's like there are some people God bless them. You know, when Frieda was alive, we would see them maybe once a year.
Right. Yeah.
And really, it was Frieda doing the socializing
right.
and me tolerating these people.
I understand. Right.
You know how I am. It'd be like Frieda would say, I've invited the Smiths over.
Right.
And my first response is always, oh, Christ, how long, how many?
So do the kids put a little show on in front of their parents when you're there?
Yes, yes.
And then when they see you individually, they're kind of like, eh.
And see, like, when they used to come over once in a while, it was okay because Frieda was there, and
right.
I would say to Frieda, like, do you see what's going on here? And be okay. But I've seen them enough, and since Frieda's passed, they've come over maybe four or five times in the last year, the whole family,
right.
not just to go swimming, but like to come over.
Yeah.
And it's like, they come over in these two little, God, these people will never come to my house again, which is exactly what I wanted anyway. what they did the last time that they came over, which was, since Memorial Day,
right?
They just dropped by to say hi,
right.
And to ask about a piece of equipment that had been loaned from a friend to a friend to a friend, the very famous power washer that
right.
I never
okay.
gotten back.
All right.
Anyway, I'm trying to find out the power washer, and they were in the neighborhood, and they stopped by, and the two, you know, Beavis and Butthead get out of the car, and when they come inside, right away, they're both like with each other, giving each other the finger and, you know, doing stuff that boys do.
Right.
And then when the mom and dad turn around, really, it's like they put on this act where she said, now, you know what would be wonderful? Why don't you go show Mr. This was the last time they came over. Why don't you go show Mr. Swiss how good you play the piano? That's the last thing I want to do is have people come over with their kids. And sit down at a piano that's never used anymore.
Right?
And I gotta sit with some kid playing, you know, dun 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 dun.
Oh wow!
You know, and meanwhile, the parents and the kids play a little better than that.
Right.
But basically, it's like remedial, trainable. Piano playing.
Right.
I'm looking at these kids.
Yeah, these people are, boy, you're pushing them out of the county now.
Well,
I tell you.
We'll see.
I think you're going to get your wish. But you never know. Maybe they didn't hear it, right?
No, it'll get back to them. I'll deal with them.
Right. I'm just kidding.
They know about the kids. I went upstairs. The first thing I did after I had my chat with Beavis and Butthead was I went upstairs and I told Mom and Dad exactly what I said.
Ah, good.
Right.
Good.
I went upstairs and I said, hey, just so you guys know, I told your kids, you know, no touching my electronic stuff, no dicking around with anything downstairs,
right.
no touching the drums, no touching the TV. If they want anything, it's please and it's thank you, and in my house, it's sir.
Right.
Even if it's said sarcastically, it's yes, sir.
Right.
And they both looked at me like, that is just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Where's the gin? So they came over, and then the other guy calls.
Right.
The cowboy hat guy calls. The guy who
right.
has called regularly and is a real good guy.
Right.
Whose power is off and whose pool is murky. And
right.
what he wants to do, basically, is just bring his family over. And all they really want to do is jump in the pool.
Get wet, cool off.
That's it. That's all they want.
That's reasonable.
Now this is the second family in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and me, Howard Hughes,
right.
you know, 13 Mockingbird Lane, living in the
sure.
Munsters house. I don't like it when the Domino's guy shows up.
I know.
But I go,
what time is it?
It's about 3 o'clock.
Right.
3 o'clock.
Hottest part of the day.
So it's 4 p.m. and he shows. And he pulls up in his big Suburban. And all of his kids pile out. And unlike
all
the other,
12 of them.
Unlike the other, he's got 3 of them. Unlike the other ones, these kids are perfectly fine.
Oh, good.
And there I go again.
That, you know, I was saying, you know, being a parent, of all the things you have said about this other family, that right there, that's the one that would push them over the edge. Right there, you know, it was one thing when you were just making the comments about the kids and you're saying you're going to tell. Then when you make the comparison with other kids, that's the move right there. That's the move.
Yeah,
that's the singular move.
Let me say,
the parent with the kids came over.
You're gonna bring your kid over to some other guy's house, and what you're really gonna do is suck on my teeth. You're gonna use my pool, which is fine with me.
Right.
How about have the kids take their black goddamn we want to be thugs ski caps off? Would it kill you? Would it kill you?
Sure.
The whole time telling me how good they're doing in their Bible studies?
Well, the extreme games were on all weekend, too. Or what do they call it? Dangerous sports or something?
Action sports.
Action sports.
That's right.
All goddamn weekend.
So the second guy is over now, and he's over, and they're fine. They're very self-sufficient, and really, they do look grimy. I feel bad for these people. But they look like they've been 2 days in 100-degree weather with nothing. You know, again, why any of these people just wouldn't go to a hotel.
You know, some of those have actually indoor-outdoor pools.
It's beyond me, but all these people live within a very short drive.
Right.
So as he is getting his family situated down there, I said, listen, you know what, I just went through this thing with, you know, Dick and Jane, and why don't you guys just knock yourself down? I'm going to go check my email and change my clothes. So I go upstairs, and now we're at like 4:30 yesterday.
Right.
I just turned on the email machine, and, you know, bingo, because type of guy I am, pretty much every time I turn it on, I know I'm so rare like this, I got mail.
Hey, exciting stuff, huh?
I'm important.
And it's all stuff you want to read.
Yeah. Hey, hell that spam thing. I say bring it on.
Yeah, more the merrier.
Well, one of the emails says, important, from EA Sports, your online game.
Wow.
So I open up the thing, and it says, in essence, congratulations, thank you for joining the Madden 06 tournament that's going to help to with the send-off of Madden 07.
Right.
You are scheduled to play Torrey Holt tonight, July 16th, 9 p.m. And it gives me a...
Sunday night at 9.
And it gives me a room to go into.
I thought it was
Xbox
like Saturday
Live.
Night 3 weeks from now.
I thought, it was next Saturday night.
Next Saturday night. Right.
So I flip out, Jack.
Sure.
Because...
everybody leave right now!
It's a form letter where it says... You will be playing against, and they put T. Holt.
Right.
This is your contact at EA Sports. He will call you at this time. Go to this room on Xbox Live, and then the last thing right on the bottom, it says, must wear headset. Please be punctual.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a tournament that they're playing with about 15 regular people against
each other. So all your plans as far as, you know, getting a game under your belt and practicing competition. Did you get any practice on Friday night or Saturday night?
I played a game against my girlfriend's nephew, who was another one of the visitors at the at the spa this weekend.
Sure. Did he get a free robe?
I played a game against him. He's about 13, and because he's 13, I was like taking it easy on him, right? Because
don't want to make a bad impression.
I thought I got plenty of time to work on this. So. Anyway,
I kicked you into the stars, fat ass.
Now it's about 4:30, and I look out the window, and they're outside, as opposed to the previous group of
wonderful people,
friends,
visitors,
squatters. I'm struggling for the word. After the previous group of squatters, this family was indeed very nice, very conscientious. They brought their own towels.
Right.
They were careful about cleaning up outside. Mm-hmm. I go downstairs. Now, this guy's a lawyer.
They didn't leave any floaters in the pool.
Yeah. Now, this guy's a lawyer. Don't hold it against me. I can't help it. You know, there's got to be one or two of them you got to have in your life.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So I come downstairs, and I'm holding the email that I printed out, right? And he's sitting down there. He's got his cowboy hat on. And he's in one of those floating rings. And he says... And he's got his three kids there and his wife, and they are really very sweet. And they say, thank you so much. This is great. This is very refreshing. Our air conditioning should be on tomorrow. The pool people will be out. Thank you. Okay. I said, can you see this? And I had to walk down right by the pool where he was sitting. And I started explaining this to him.
Yeah.
I started saying, it was going to be next week, but now it's going to be this week. And it was supposed to be Saturday night, and now it's going to be tonight. And... the whole time, he's just sitting there, just looking at me. He had those aviator sunglasses on.
With a cowboy hat.
With a cowboy hat.
All right, he's ready to fly the jet.
Just laying in the pool. And he said, finally, he took his glasses off, and he said, what the F are you talking about? Because he really didn't understand the concept. And I said, it's like a pseudo-celebrity thing where you get to play against an NFL player, and I got to do it tonight. Yeah. And he said... what time? And I said, I just got this email. And again, like I'm showing it so you can see, like I'm not making it up. I said, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock tonight. And he said, oh, well, good. Congratulations.
Plenty of time.
And I said, so I was wondering how long you guys think you might be hanging around.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and again, a really great guy. He said, we'd probably be out of your hair at 5. I said, oh,
What time was it at this moment?
About 4:30.
Right. Okay.
I said, you know what? That would really work out for me. Thank you very much. Have a great time.
And did they say anything like, hey, go do your own thing. Don't worry about it.
No, he said, you know, whatever you got to do. He said, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Well, what I did was I went in the other room and I immediately turned on the Xbox. And
took all of your clothes off.
And
prepared for the game.
Had to. Went on Xbox Live.
Creamed your body from head to toe.
Played a game against some guy.
Covered yourself with lard.
Next thing I know, I look at the clock. It's 5:30.
Did now the time, all right, when you got your email, did the time begin to move quickly?
Uh-oh.
Sure. Because really... Because
I run downstairs.
Do you have performance anxiety?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because what I do is I run downstairs with this thing, and really what I was saying, what I wanted to say to this guy so much was just, get the frig out of my pool.
Everybody clear out. I'm playing Tory Holt.
So anyway, he says we'll be out by 5. Mm-hmm. I say no problem. I go into my cave. I shut the door. I play the game against the guy online. And then I look up at the clock, and I don't even realize. And I go, it's 5:30. Oh, wow. Well, wow, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. They must have cleaned up and just left and let me play the game. How nice this is.
Did they skim the pool?
Well, I leave my little cave room. I open the door, and I notice that the dogs are not there.
Uh-huh.
And I start screaming for the dogs, and I go out on the front porch, and I see his car is still there. And I look out by the pool, and I don't see anything by the pool. And really, I can't figure it out, except that what happened was there are neighbors that were walking, because there are people in my neighborhood that, you know, I don't get this. I don't get walking.
They go for walks.
I don't get walking. You know, Freddie used to love to go for
walking
walks.
Walking and chatting with your neighbors.
Nature walks. But yesterday was 102 degrees.
A little warm.
The people are walking. Well, apparently, they're loading the stuff into their car. And these neighbors walk by, and the people that they've not seen for 4 or 5 months. So guess what they're all doing? They're all sitting at my table in my family room, just sitting around kibitzing. They're all just talking. Now, what?
In your house.
In my house.
Neighborhood.
Well, they came in? Yes. Well, now, these are neighbors that live...
Is this the room, like, right off the kitchen?
Yes. Now, these are neighbors that live 2 houses away from me.
Right.
They were out just walking down by the little cul-de-sac area. The other family is loading the stuff in their car. I don't see any of this because I'm in my cave locked up with the Xbox. The one family says to the other family, I guess, what are you doing here? They say, oh, it's been so long. We haven't seen you. Our power was out. We used this pool. Where's he at? We want to talk to him. Oh, come on inside. We'll find him. Well, as it turns out, they said that they looked in the door and they saw that I was playing a game and they thought that I was playing the game that he was telling me about.
Right, right.
So they didn't want to bother me.
Gotcha.
So what happens is it's 5:30 and this is where...
Where they should all leave.
This is where, you know, my worst nightmare with Frida used to be when I would say something and I would not have the balls to say it to her face. We all do this. You know, I would say something to her and she'd say something to me like, well, you're a lazy ass. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't have the balls to say anything, as I would turn and walk away, I would go like, you know.
Mumble.
You know, always be like, what? Excuse me? Do you have something to say to me?
Do you want
to
repeat that, please?
Well, now... For over the last year, I have had I won't call it a luxury, but I've been able to, you know, pretty much talk out loud whenever I feel like it.
Right.
So I think that I'm alone in the house, and I just can't find the people, because I see the car outside, and it's got the stuff loaded up in the back,
yeah.
And it's got the back hatches are open, but I can't find any people. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they're in this room that I can't see.
Right.
So I leave the cage. My cave, like the cage that I'm in. And I go out, I go,
it's a cage of sorts.
I go, come on, boys. Wait, Max. And around the corner, I see Max come around the corner, my littlest dog.
Uh-huh.
And I say, there's Daddy's boy. There's Daddy's boy. Can you tell Daddy something? Where are those people go? Where are those people? When are people going to leave Daddy alone? Where are those people? Are they outside? And as I turn the corner, because I'm Mr. Bad Timing, I swear to Christ, I turn the corner, and there are 6 people, all of them getting up simultaneously to get
the hell out of your house.
To leave.
Why didn't... Here's what I don't get.
It's odd.
They're loading the stuff in the car. They see the neighbors. You kind of chat at the car, right?
Yeah.
That's the unusual move. I guess they haven't seen each other, but they wanted to see you
in the air conditioning.
Yes. Well, so, they came in. You know, we wanted to see how he's doing.
I don't think it's all air conditioning. I think it's partly the, you know.
Rather than chat outside in the heat, they probably said, well, let's go
but
inside.
But what I'm saying is the other family that wanted to come in and see how you were doing.
Well, I talked to the other family later. I called them later, and they said to me, hey, we were just out for a walk, and the cowboy hat guy said, well, we haven't seen you. It's so goddamn hot outside.
Right.
Why don't you just come in for a second while we're packing our stuff up, and we'll chat for a minute.
Right.
So anyway, I terribly offended them because
was it written on their face?
Oh, the lawyer just came up to me and said, hey, listen, I know you told me that, you know, when Dick and Jane came over today, he said, if we have been any kind of an imposition, I apologize. I said, no, listen, it's not you, it's game. He said, I thought you were playing the game. You know, we hadn't seen the people from across the street. God, right. We are so terribly sorry. We are so sorry to intrude. Yeah. And now keep in mind, this guy has been so...
You have to affect this behavior if you're going to achieve your status as a hermit.
This guy has been so sweet to me and has called me pretty much every week to see how I'm doing. And sometimes I talk to him, but sometimes I don't feel like it, so I just ignore the call. Anyway, he gets in his car and he pulls away, and the other neighbors, like who live two houses away from me, they can feel the chill as well. Mm. And they say, what was going on? And we were just walking by, and we saw Cowboy Hat who said hello, and we came inside. I said, well, goddamn. I said, am I the only guy around here with a pool? And again, it was just...
So you think that, but they're probably coming over to see how you're doing, too, right? Well, maybe not.
See, here's the thing.
I don't know. I can't crawl on people's heads. I don't know what they're thinking.
You know, no, I don't think so, because...
But don't you just want to be left alone?
Yes. Desperately. Desperately, I want to be left alone.
Really.
Desperately, I do.
I mean, you want contact on your terms when you want contact. Right.
With regular people. As awful as this sounds, let me just say,
right?
With regular people, these are the tertiary people.
Tertiary?
Yes, the secondary people in my life. You know, the people that really I'm friends with because of Frida and because of Bart and because of all of that.
Right.
You know, like I said to somebody yesterday, I said, I was never really any good at this when Frida was alive. Mm-hmm. Imagine how bad I am at this now.
When you got to carry the whole thing.
Like running around and trying, you know, for the Beastie Boys, like trying to find them, you know. No, I'm sorry, we don't...
I got to meet these kids.
Again, we don't like Coca-Cola One. I said, well, all I got is Coke One, or I've got cherry vanilla. We don't like that either. You got any Sunny D? And I'm dying to say, no, I got a D, though. Yeah, you're really thirsty. I got a D.
Get out of my yard, fat ass.
So anyway, what happens, to bring this all just full circle, as long as just getting all of this out, if the first people that are listening, I'm sorry about you kids, but I'm sorry. I think they're two of the most adorable little brats I've ever seen in my life.
Send them to boot camp.
And frankly, you just caught me off guard.
Right.
As far as the guy with the cowboy hat, I've already chatted with him.
He knows.
And everything is cool.
He knows what's going on.
Everything was cool. He just needed a bath. He needed a bath for his family. He needed to get cold. You know, because they were hot.
They were neat.
And the people across the street, they were simply innocent bystanders.
And your pool at the end of the day just filled with particles.
But I ended up, I got a call from this morning, another one of my neighbors, a very close friend of Frida's, who calls me and tells me what's going on, gossip-wise.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So I see that it's her, and I pick up this morning, go, hello. And she goes, oh, you were quite busy. And I'm like, don't even know what she's talking about. I said, excuse me? She said,
you caused quite a little stir.
I said, well, I heard that Dick and Jane came over to your house on Sunday, and that you pretty much just kicked them out, and then Cowboy Hat came over, and then across the street was walking around, and at one point, you said something out loud, like, I wish people would just leave me the hell alone, and I said, ooh, well, you know, it's one of those things where
it's already growing hair.
You're getting a story, and so I said, well, that's not exactly how it happened. Right. Meanwhile, none of these people gives a rat's ass that I got to play Tory Holt, you know, in like less than 4 hours.
Right. Right.
In less than 4 freaking hours.
Well, in truth, none of us do. You're the only person that really is into that. You are super into that.
I make the emergency call to Bart.
Right.
I call down to South Carolina.
He is. He will understand this.
And I say to him, "This is now everybody's out of the house." I say, "I want you to block out the next 2 hours. I do not care what you have planned. I want you to play me as hard as you have ever played me. I want you to throw out every goddamn trick you have. I want you to smack talk me. I want you to just bitch slap me."
Right.
And surprisingly, he was all for it.
And then you had the big game.
No, we played three games.
You played three games with Bart?
Three games.
And then the Tory Holt game.
And then it was time for the Tory Holt game.
Oh. Are you going to tease us with the results?
We're going to hit a break. And also, I swear to God, I am really going to make a phone call here to make sure that the first people are not pissed.
Okay. Good.
About the Suns, about the Juvies.
Right. The delinquents.
The JDs.
See, I'm saying that. I shouldn't say that. I don't even know these kids. I hear I am contributing to this. I should shut up. They're probably perfectly nice.
Here's the thing. There was just too many. There was just. I don't mind people. But people to me are people who are like old enough to drive.
Right.
Old enough to vote.
Yes.
I just got the one out of the house who's down at college.
Right.
I've got the daughter with the three grandkids.
Already grown.
That's fine for me. I've got a family load of other kids. Like
I think you need to explain this.
My nephews who just turned 16.
Right. This is the deal. You socialize with people, you invite them over.
Right. I am a single man, and I don't want dirty, stupid, white, Jay and Silent Bob,
hasty,
gum spitting, booger eating, skull chewing. Oh yes, ask your mommy and daddy about that.
Oh,
skull chewing, TV touching bastards in my house.
I think based on this, the phone call is going to go much better now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all.
That was the last thing I heard.
Skull chewing, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Having some skull.
He's too young for that. Way too young for that.
Spitting. Caught them spitting outside.
Really? Dipping and spitting.
Yep. Right when they're about to touch something.
Yeah!
Not like a TV or something.
I know.
No, when they're about to touch the remote control, the universal remote.
With tobacco juice on it.
This remote
has tobacco juice on it.
They're standing down at the back porch by the deck, and they're being all sneaky back there.
Mm-hmm.
They got their skull or Kodiak, whatever it is. No. You know, they go... Meanwhile, the other one's just—I catch him like 1 second away. He's actually got the thing in his hand. I come back, and go, hey, what's going on here?
So you immediately feel you need to be vigilant when they're in your house.
Yes, please, people, listen.
You do an item check, make sure nothing was gone, nothing went missing.
Mike, they made it through the metal detector, so they're okay. So anyway, that was the week. Sorry to go on about that.
All right,
but
it started out where you were going to talk about
Tory
Holt, and suddenly you're having this issue with you had people from a juvenile detention facility in your house.
You know, I couldn't picture doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing. If I was... Now, the guy with the cowboy hat, at least he was up front about it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, hey, listen, I got no power because some guy's digging
this
a ditch.
This guy talks to you every week. It's a different deal. He's close enough to you where he can do that.
Guy's been a friend
Between a rock and a hard place.
Guy has been a friend, and I mean a friend in a lawyer way even, for over 10 years.
Well, there you
That's
go.
One thing. These other people... And the thing is, they didn't just say, we want to come over to go in your pool. Like I told you, it was like, hey, how you doing? Hey, we're going to bring Itchy and Scratchy with us. And it was like, you know, should they bring their own suits? Well, no, I'd like them to swim nude. I'd like them to swim nude.
That's a ballsy move, kind of. Yeah. I wouldn't do it either.
No.
I probably couldn't see myself doing that.
But just, you know.
I mean, there's just no way.
Right.
Unless the kids were totally, you know, there was no other option.
You know, we just hate this. Frida would hate this so much.
Yeah, she'd be embarrassed.
She would hate this so much, but here's the... this is not a great thing. This is one of the benefits, though.
Well, one of the benefits? Yeah, because you're probably not going to have to worry about this again.
Yeah.
When we get another heat wave, you're going to be flying solo.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that, God forbid something happens to me, those people will be going to my funeral now, which is fine with me. No, they probably will. You know why? There'll be free booze and free food there.
Oh, that's it. Didn't
you want your funeral to be a pool party?
A Viking funeral.
All right, well, let's break here.
Yes.
And then I'll tell you about Tory Holt.
Very good.
Okay, and then I know Mike's got news. And then we will actually get to Buzz's news that he had almost a week ago.
But where he went mental.
Right. And I'll just think, I think that we are really overhyping this. Don't you think we're overhyping this, Buzz?
Probably by now, yes.
But
the story's grown.
Well,
anybody, you know, if you call assaulting an officer overhyping, I don't think we're overhyping it at all.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much hype does your story about your rave out at Dulles Airport deserve?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say about a 6 or 7. That's pretty strong.
Still high.
Yeah.
Still high.
Yeah, he might be lying, though. No, I don't think he's lying. Buzz doesn't hype anything.
John
Buzz
says saying 10.
It's 6. What's that?
John says 10.
Hold on. What, John?
I say it's a 10.
Why? Why is that, friend?
Because I've heard the story.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's right. He's heard the story time and time again in some of the world's finest opium dens.
Got a break? See if I got any messages on my machine at home, and we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Test, testing, one, two. Let me give you a level down, Mike. Check, one, two, testing, one, two, three, four.
Let me turn these off. Hello, test, test, test.
One, two, three, four.
Okay.
Check, one, two.
Hold on.
That's the that's one of the new openings that the listeners did.
That opens. Okay, hold on. I can't blame this on the machine. This is an operator error.
Operator error.
This portion of our show at West One brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. I'll tell you what a real bold move is. Leaving me a scathing message on my machine at home.
Somebody got a little nasty with you?
Dad number one.
Really? Well, who can blame him?
Yeah. Well, look at his kids. anyway, I wish I could play it for you, but you can't. Now, what's the rule, Rob?
You can't without his permission.
Well, call back.
Pretty intense.
Yeah. Call back. And
I mean, like end of the friendship intense, or just hurt intense.
Did you guys? I mean, I was listening to it right as we were coming back on the air, and all I remember is cruel, cold-hearted, no respect for other people and other people's feelings, and what he had thought about me all along was true.
Wow, that's a deal breaker.
Sounds right like there. The end.
Really, that's nice.
This is the end.
I'm going to buy your boy some condoms.
Oh!
How would you like that, sir? Now, let me see. Hold on a second. Now, is the tape set?
Got it.
Wrong cut, though? Here we go. My apologies ever forward.
The Don and Mike Show.
We watch the TV, you know, all the black shows going off. Y'all know this the last season for Girlfriends? I'm sorry. I wouldn't have sprung it on you like that. Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus, no!
The TV show, baby. Yeah, man, it's going to see y'all don't even know. That's the thing about when black shows go off, they just go off. You know, when big white shows go off, it's always big announcements, it's billboards and everything. Y'all remember when Friends went off? It was NBC is proud to present the final episode of Friends. People, no more Phoebe, no more Chandler. I mean, when Sex and the City went off, it was a big deal. There was no more Sex and the City. But when Martin went off, we didn't even know. It was like he got fired on Friday. Somebody came in like, what happened to Martin? What? I know that's how they did us on the Steve Harvey show. I ain't know it was the last day till I walked in and saw the cake. I'm like, hey, Steve, what the cake for? You say, this is the last day, player.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-865-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
Holy nightmare.
Victims of laxative abuse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Joe.
Oh, hi there.
Holy Las Vegas.
I mean, these things are on this thing. We're done the stakes.
Holy ball and chain.
Holy Las Vegas. Holy ball and chain.
Holy caffeine.
Holy caffeine.
Holy fruit salad.
Holy fruit salad.
Holy heart failure.
Holy heart failure. That's not a good one to end with.
Holy hole in a donut.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a classic one. Classic Robin.
Uh-huh.
Holy hole in a donut.
Okay. Let me just now give you the information about Tory Big Game Holt.
Yeah, I've been waiting to hear how this went.
Tory Holt will join us on the show Friday to talk about his victory over me.
Good.
And also,
see, now, you know, there's no suspense. It's just right there. You dove right into his victory over you.
And also the release. But hold on. I've got some stuff for you.
Yeah.
And the release of Madden 07, which is on August 22nd. Reserve your copy at major electronics retailers or at EASportsOnline.com.
You have fulfilled your obligation.
/ Madden Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news for me is that I don't have to schlep this year and beg for someone at like Best Buy to please get me a copy the day it comes out. Because I've done this with EA Sports, I will get my free copy
the
day before it comes out.
Congratulations.
So I get the email, everybody's out of the house.
Right.
Oh, and just to make it perfectly clear, when we came back from break, when I had the wrong tape in there, I was referring to the fact I called my house during the commercials, and there was a message from the first family that dropped by on Sunday.
Not real happy.
Not that there are anything near the first family, for God's sake.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Like the last family. Anyway, the guy, like I said, the guy was just full of piss and vinegar and said, you know, it's what he's thought about me all along. And
really?
That's why he came over. Yeah, so that's why you came over with your dirty children.
Oh!
With your dirty children. To schlep out of my, schlep in my pool.
So he was not laughing.
You stupid putz. Yeah. Show up tonight. Come on. Why don't you come on back over tonight? Just you. Don't bring your wife and your kids. Just come over yourself. Just come over if you want to talk. Me and the guy in the cowboy hat will talk some sense into you. So anyway, and here's his bulletin also. I'm no friend of his.
Ah. Okay. Well, that settles that.
Feeling mutual. Well, feeling mutual.
In a way, that's kind of what you were going for anyway.
Problem solved. Yeah, you know. And I mean, I just wish I could play it for you on the air because there were so many highlights. Like, you know, we went to Frida's funeral. Hello, ass. Can I tell you something about that, too? You barely made the cut. And you didn't go to the funeral. You went to the memorial service. You didn't make the cut for the funeral.
So he threw that in there, too?
Yeah. Like he's doing me a big favor by showing up at a memorial for Frida.
He's mad. He's upset.
Yeah. Discipline those children the way that you want to discipline me, for God's sakes. You know, really, let's think about it. Because obviously I've got his ear right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's listening right now. Think about it, Dick. When Frida was alive, I saw you maybe twice a year in passing at functions with other people in my neighborhood. Since Frida has died, you have come by no more than four times. Well-intentioned, maybe, but Jesus Christ, leave me alone. There, how did it come off after that?
I think that's smooth.
You know, it doesn't matter how you came off, because...
Well, I'm so worried with my image, man. Yeah, I know you're concerned about your image. What you did, you mentioned it earlier in the first break, that you wanted to... make sure that you were left alone, and I think you were...
By this guy,
right. You're fine. You know, the guy that you know you're concerned about is the second guy, but you say you won't have any problem with
him.
He's fine.
The second guy's cool. The cowboy guy's cool.
And you kind of didn't say anything bad about him. What you said was in front of him yesterday.
It was the timing, and you know, but
and wasn't you know, since this is the way you play this.
Yes, Mike. But no, hold on. Let me just say it before. It was directed. The comment that I made to my dog
was directed at the other family.
Was directed at the Adams family.
Sure,
not at him.
Right. You're not worried about the Adams family.
No, I'm not.
You're kind of pissed.
You bet I am.
In your own little way.
So anyway, if you're out there,
tough guy.
Mr. Tough Guy, 877-365-3636, because I cannot put your message on the air without your permission.
Right.
So if you'd like to call up, I promise I'll give you an open forum.
Mm-hmm.
Just call up. Mm-hmm. Call up, tell John who you are. Tell him the names of your demon seed. Mm-hmm. And come on the air. Come on the air. Let's talk about it. Talk about how much money you owe me. For food, for drinks, you know, for chemicals for the pool, to wash out the stink of juvenile delinquent.
Oh, I think this is, I had no idea it was going to go in this direction.
Ooh, I didn't either. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry about that.
Wonderful.
So, last night, it's 9 o'clock, and I've cleared the schedule. Everybody's out of the house.
It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday.
The regular crowd.
Yeah, wrong day, but yeah.
I knew where you were going.
Sure.
So right. I log on to Xbox Live, and right at 9 o'clock, as they promised, the phone rings. Sharp. And it's the go-between guy. Hello, is this Michael Source? Yes, it is. Hi, this is Jock Sniff from EA Sports. Uh-huh. Are you ready to play Xbox Live against Tory Big Game Holt? Yes, I am. Says, good, please sign in this room. You will be playing against Tori, who will be using the following gamer tag.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Talk to you on your headset.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I log on. I find the room.
You got butterflies?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally nervous. And I've got the headset on because I wasn't going
to
wear it, but it said must wear headset.
You have to.
So right away, I click on it. It says, Tori Holt's gamer tag says, bing. Has invited you to a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I push, boom. Yes, I accept. which means now I'm in.
Game on.
We're connected. And what we're doing is we're on the screen where we are selecting teams. And I hear through my headset, hello, Don? Hello, Don. Come in, Don. Hello, Don. This is Jock Sniff again from EA Sports. Torrey Holtz right here with me. Don, hello, Don. I'm going to go in. Hello. 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 Uh-huh. And what I'm hearing in the background sounds like one of those old Miller Lite commercials. Schlitz Malt Liquor. Where Cool and the Gang would be playing,
right,
and a bull would actually come barreling through.
Right through the wall. Right,
right through the wall. I mean, because I'm the music I'm hearing in the background, in fact, is Cool and the Gang.
Uh-huh.
It's like a best of CD.
Right.
And obviously, wherever Torrey Holt is, there's a lot of people around.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing all kinds of sounds. And
party going on?
And talking. And I'm still waiting, right? I've selected my team. I've selected the Colts.
You're sitting there naked.
And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. Meanwhile, this guy's saying, so, I understand you do a radio show, huh? Yep. Sure do. Sure do. Is it on in the Bay Area?
Well, it used to be on in the Bay Area.
You know, we really got to get moving on this thing. We got to go. Tori's time is very tight.
So you're you're not talking to Tori. You're talking to the wingnut from EA.
I'm waiting. And then finally he says, all right, Michael Sorcy.
Yeah, thanks for screwing my name up.
Uh-huh. Say hello to Tori, Big Game Holt.
And then there's this
sound.
Right.
That is what I hear. Yo. Just like that. Just like that. Yo. And I said, yo ho ho. I was just like this, like one beat. And he goes, what's up? Who's this? I said, hey, Tori, my name is Mike, but my DJ name is Don. I'm a DJ. Where are you DJ at? I said, Washington, D.C., but we're on all over the country. No. No, man. What club are you at?
Yeah. I'm not
a club DJ. I said, talk radio. Talk radio. Meanwhile, then, I hear, all right, Don, what we need you to do now is select your team. Select your team, please.
Oh, God.
I've already selected my team, the Indianapolis Colts. All right, Tori, which team would you like to be?
And I hear, Ram.
So they set up the game, and now Torrey Holt has the headset on.
Oh.
We are playing at St. Louis.
Any meaningful conversation from at that point afterwards?
Here is all he said. He ended up being a very nice guy.
Sure.
I got nothing but nice things to say about Torrey Holt,
who will
come on the show Friday.
Good.
He said when it came time for the coin toss, and he won the toss, and he kicks off. Because that's what you do in Madden. You never receive. You always want to get second.
Why?
And kick off. Just because.
In real football, you always want to get the ball.
Not necessarily, because you might not know where you're going to be in the second half.
Okay.
You know,
like the wind and all that.
Most guys, we're playing inside.
Right. Oh.
Most guys choose to receive.
Most folks.
So, anyway, he gets the coin toss, and he says, can I tell you something? And I said, yeah, yes, yes. Yes, Tori. This is on, baby. This is on.
Ah.
He said, I want you to watch Tori Big Game Holt. Tori Big Game Holt. Tori Big Game Holt. Tori Big Game Holt. Like, just over and over again, he keeps saying his name. And this is while it's still setting up, right? He's going, Tori Big Game Holt going to come through. Tori Big Game Holt. Tori Big Game Holt.
So he's trash talking you?
Look, he's like, it sounds like he's talking himself into this.
He's hypnotizing you. Right.
So, we're ready to start. And then he says, Dog, are you ready? And I said, Dog, like D-A-W-G, are you ready?
Right. You didn't say anything like, bring it on, did you?
I said, I said, I was born ready.
There you go.
And he said, this is going out of the end zone. Talk to you in a minute. And sure enough, he kicks off. And I mean, the power meter on this thing, for anybody that plays Madden, his kickoff was 120. His kickoff went out of the end zone.
How does he generate that?
Is this
too complicated to explain?
Has big
receiver hands?
Like fingers.
Thumb.
So I get the ball, and I now have for you the actual stats.
Ah, very good.
Let me see. My first set of plays went like this. Handoff, Edgerrin James, -2 yards. Pass attempt, Dallas Clark, incomplete. Pass attempt, Marvin Harrison, incomplete. Fourth down, punt. I spent exactly 18 seconds on my first three plays.
Wow.
So he gets the ball back. I punt the ball to him.
Right.
And he says, big game toy hold. Big game toy hold. And listen to this. He said, watch me. Watch me. 81. 81. Right slant. 81. Coming at you, dog. Coming at you, dog. Coming at you, dog. Coming at you. Here we go. Come on now. Go move that coverage over. Come on now. Come on. Meanwhile, I'm standing there. I'm intimidated as hell. It's
sure.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what defense. Next thing you know, goddamn, if he doesn't throw the ball, of course, to Torrey Holtz.
And big game, Torrey Holtz.
And he catches the ball, I don't know, at about the 50, and he was so far ahead of me that he just had his guy dance. He just danced all the way. Just danced. Danced all the way.
You play this game all the time.
Well, hold on. I come back here.
Okay.
So at the end of the first quarter, the score is the Rams 7, the Colts nothing.
Well, that's not out of it. He's not blowing you out of the
he
water.
He has a 68-yard touchdown pass to Torrey Holt.
Big game, Torrey Holt.
In the second quarter, St. Louis Rams score again. 36-yard touchdown pass. Mark Bulger to Torrey Holt. Extra point makes it 14-0 St. Louis. Finally. Because he keeps saying to me over and over again, what he's doing is, in essence, what Bart has done with me. He's telling me what play he's going to run.
Right.
He's saying,
knowing that you won't be able to defend
right,
him.
He's saying, watch right side, dog. Watch right side. You better pull that cover up. What is that corner going to blitz me? Dog, I'm gonna run past you, dog. I'm going to run past you. Watch out, dog. Watch out. Watch out, dog. Well, I don't know what happened.
He's just toying with you.
I'm just doing this thing where I'm just pushing A, B, X, Y. I mean, I'm just pushing kind of all of them.
Right.
Somehow, I intercept the pass.
All right.
And this is where I hear, because this is how I know he's into it, mother effer. Now,
you have one moment then.
Oh, yes. So I have my moment.
Do you run it back for a touchdown?
Oh, no. I'm immediately tackled, but I've got the ball.
Big game, Michael Ford.
What happens is I'm able to work my way down the field.
You're now the interceptor.
And I end up with 5 seconds left in the first half. I throw a 6-yard touchdown pass to Dallas Clark. So at halftime, the score is 14-7.
Oh, so he got another touchdown.
14-7. He got a 48-yard touchdown and a 36-yard touchdown.
Right.
And I got a 6-yard touchdown, so it's 14-7. Third quarter, I kick the ball off to him. First play. Now, I thought I had him in good field position.
Mm-hmm.
Started on his own 5-yard line. First play. 95-yard touchdown pass. Mark Bulger. Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt again? So wait a minute. You know he's throwing to his own guy. Did you put more guys on him?
Yeah, my guess I did.
It still didn't matter.
No, it didn't.
So it's just fast?
Yeah. So at this point, it is now 21-7. It's 21-7. And what he does is he lines up, and he looks like he's going to kick off, and he ends up onside kicking. Okay, and this is like where somebody's like rubbing it in, right? I mean, as opposed to rubbing one out,
right?
It's like,
well, he's big game Torrey Holt. He can do that.
It's killing me 21-7. Anyway, onside kick, he gets the ball.
Did you at any point think it might have been funny to just quit?
Don't think I wasn't thinking about it. Especially when
did he make you mad at any point?
When he onside kicked. After he scored the touchdown. He's up 21-70 onside kick.
That's uncalled for. No need to run it up.
Mike, you might as well have been there with me because although I didn't have the balls to say that, I did say,
right.
Wow, onside kick?
At any time were you tempted to say, hey, what is this onside kick trying to run up the score? I'll kick your ass.
I don't know. So. Then I have my greatest moment of all, because what happens is he goes back to pass, and guess who he's going to pass to? Big game Torrey Holt. Well, the problem is, for him, that I've put a cornerback blitz on. What I've done is I've moved a cornerback up to the line of scrimmage, thinking I'm going to bump and run on Torrey Holt. what I do was I just go right around him, and I sack Mark Bulger for a 19-yard loss.
Mm.
And I say, this is the only time I show any emotion. I go, yes! 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 And I hear, what was that? Hello? What was that? Hello? I said, yes! Yes! Then he's on the 2-yard line. He's on his own 2. I got a safety.
Hey.
I got a safety. I got Dwight Freeney sacking Mark Bulger. So now your score is 21-9.
Right.
21-9, and I get the ball back.
So all right. You're making it a game.
So he is now going to have to punt the ball to me. A
thanks to you,
to
yes.
21-9. Mm-hmm. I get the ball. I fumble the ball. I pick the ball up.
Yeah.
I get a first down on the St. Louis 36-yard line.
You're going to march in to score.
Next play. One play, baby.
Uh-huh.
Peyton Manning to Marvin Harrison. 36 yards for the touchdown.
Hey, oh, yeah, you really have made it a game.
And the extra point, which makes it 9 plus 7 is 16. It is suddenly 21-16.
You're getting back within a within a touchdown and a two-point conversion.
21-16 as we head into the fourth quarter, and literally, I'm not kidding, my underpants are soaking wet. My shirt is pitted out. I have never felt this type of pressure before.
Yeah.
I kick off the ball.
You're on 5 points now. This is good. Not a touchdown and a 2-point conversion.
I kick off the ball. He gets it. He returns it like to the 25-yard line.
You're 25?
His own 25.
His own 25.
So he's not in.
He's deep in his own territory.
Right. First and 10. And right away, I'm hearing stuff from him like, do you think you got some game? You think you're pretty good because you got a safety on me?
At any point, do you think he was letting you in it? That he was letting you stay in it?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure he'll say the opposite on Friday, but.
No, we'll find out, right?
Because he kept saying, you think you got game?
Yeah.
Watch 81. And watch out for Isaac Bruce, too. Watch 81. Now watch 81. So what I do is, because I'm an idiot, all I do is focus everything on Torrey Holt.
Oh.
Right? And he takes the ball and just tosses it to Isaac
Bruce?
No, I'm sorry. The running back, Steven Jackson. 75-yard touchdown.
The animatronic running back. We're talking about this like it's a real game.
75 yards.
Right.
So now it's 28-16.
Uh-huh.
And because he is for a big game hole, he lines up for another onside kick.
Which he's had practice with, apparently.
So this time, I see that he's going to onside kick it, and I audible, and my guys go to the onside kick. And I'm like, aha, aha, ready for this. He kicks the ball, it goes out of bounds. You know what this means? I get the ball in the 40-yard.
Yeah, very cool.
Now, and just now talking about this, I swear to God, take a look at this. It's nice and cool in here today.
Right.
See how sweaty I am?
I am sweating,
telling you.
This is exciting
for you.
How
exciting this was.
Mm-hmm. This is the big deal.
Because
you're playing against an NFL player.
I'm down by 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
One TD and a 2-point conversion.
You can win this.
And I can at least tie it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, now I've got the ball, and all I'm hearing is, dude, there's no way you're doing this on me. There's no way. I might have been playing with my friends here, but I'm focused now. I'm focused. What do you think you're going to do? Who are you going to throw it to? You're going to throw it to Marvin? I'm going to cover him? We think you're going to give it to Edge? Well, you're like Edge is even in this game.
He's now turning on the trash talk.
Yeah, the trash talk times 1,000. Meanwhile, I'm going to, would you mind if we dance with your date? And that's where I really, really just fall apart because
you panicked.
There's a play that I love.
Right.
It's play action to Marvin Harrison. And I've only pulled it on him a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up to the line, and the first thing he says is, oh, play action to number 88.
Can you switch it when he says that to you?
Yes, yes. So what I do is I call an audible, mm-hmm. meaning I'm going to go, I call a different play. He says, well, you got audible out of that one? Which one is this one? What does it matter? Either way. So I'm like, oh, all right, screw you. Audible back. I go back to the original play. And again, he's saying,
well, that's what he wants you to do.
I know, but I'm stupid, Mike.
It's a panic situation. He probably does that to every person he plays with. They're playing the big NFL guy.
He's also saying to me at the same time, watch the clock. Watch the clock. You go, are you going to get anybody in motion? Watch the clock. Watch the clock. Now, I go back to pass, and he says, you are mine. Something like that. Because right as I go back to pass, like eight guys come at me. I throw the ball like a retard. This guy catches it and runs it all the way back, right in front of Marvin Harrison. So now let's make the score 35-16.
What quarter are we in? Yeah.
Fourth quarter.
Oh, you're done.
Fourth quarter. So we got to kick it off to me again. He kicks it off to me again. I fumble it.
Ouch.
He picks it up, and he runs it in for a touchdown.
At this point, all of your team is wearing short pants.
Let's make this now.
They're wearing little sailor suits.
Let's make this 42-16.
All right.
Then he says...
He was toying with you, Don.
Then he says to me, and this is maybe the nicest slash dumbest thing that he did and that I did. There's less than a minute left, and I'm down 42-16.
Mm-hmm.
He says to me, hey, dog, this has been a lot of fun. I tell you what, I'm just going to line up in a goal line defense, dog. Go ahead. See if you can break a big one. Come on now. See if you can break a big one. See if you can break a big one. So in essence, what he's saying to me is,
yeah,
I'm going to line up in a goal line defense.
And he's going to let you throw the ball and
score.
And
you can put four wideouts and good luck.
This is on you.
On me.
Right.
Four times in a row.
Oh.
I cannot complete a goddamn pass against a goal line defense. I end up turning the ball over to him.
Oh.
And he says to me...
Is this when you started crying?
He says to me, hey, what's up with that? Hello? Hey, did you quit? Hello? Hey, what's up with that? Hello? Hello?
Now, are you speaking to him at all during this?
Yes, but I'm speaking like with clicks and grunts.
I'm enjoying the game, Mr. Hall.
I'm really not doing a good job of this. So he gets the ball back, and then there was time for just two more plays.
Yeah.
And the last play was a 71-yard touchdown
that he had
to Torrey Holt, which made the... and then because it was 48, at that point, 48-16, he went for two.
Yeah. To make it an even 50?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there... What's your final score?
50-16. Hey, it wasn't a shutout. Good job. Yeah, you gave him a run for his money there for a minute.
50-16.
Now, the most important question here is
my final stats. Oh, wait, my passing stats.
Oh, who cares?
The 12.
He does.
12.
He does. That's right.
12 of 36. Two TDs.
Very clever.
Three interceptions. Three sacks.
The question is, what do you have to do to get to Torrey Holt's level? Will you ever be able to achieve Torrey Holt's level?
No.
Did you learn from him? Did you learn technique, ideas?
Nope.
For future games?
Nope.
Was it fun?
Yep.
Good.
It was great. It was great fun. Now, at that point...
Why is he so good at... I mean, does his athletic ability play into this?
Well,
or does the fact that he has hours on the road to maybe do this in hotel rooms on the road?
The guy then from EA says, all right, hello, Don. Puts the headset back on. Hello, Don? Yes. Well, obviously, if the score here is 50-16, you're not going to move along in this competition. He starts telling me all this crap about, like, you know, don't forget to read the commercial for Madden and right, blah, blah, blah,
so
blah, blah.
So if you had beaten Torrey Holt, would you have advanced and played another NFL player?
Yes, I would have.
Wow.
Then he said, I'm going to call you back in just a second on your home line.
Oh, well, Don.
So he, pardon me?
Oh, well.
Oh, well?
Opportunity lost.
He called up on the regular line and asked me how it went. And I said, well, you know.
The EA Sports guy?
Right. I said, I'm goddamn embarrassed. I'll tell you that. I'm embarrassed. He said, do you want to talk to Torrey? I said, I'd love to.
Yeah.
So I pick up the phone and I go, hello? And he says, hello? Yeah. And I say, hey, Torrey, what's happening? And he says, who's this? And I said, I'm the guy that you just played online. He said, oh, hey. Well, I'm sorry I had to beat your ass so bad.
Well, that's nice of him.
He was funny. And
so he really seemed like he enjoyed himself.
And he was nice. And
The only difference is he's getting probably, you know, millions of dollars to do that. That's probably exactly what's going on.
Well, I asked him, I said, are you in St. Louis? And he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you somewhere fun? And he said, yes.
Uh-huh.
I said, are you doing something you don't want anybody to know about? He said, no.
Good.
I said, so where are you? Somewhere. Having fun.
Uh-huh.
Said, hold on, here's the guy from EA Sports. So the guy, then the guy from EA Sports said, you know,
please don't ask Tori about his location.
Oh, well, did you have a good time?
He's in a tub of tapioca pudding with a bunch of hookers.
Did you have fun? Did you have a good time? No, don't forget, read the commercial. Blah, 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 blah.
Look at what EA Sports gets out of it. I mean, they get that. Look at this. This is great for them. Oh, this is fantastic.
And I get my free game out of it.
Yeah, if they were smart,
Well, they will set along.
What if you went to the championship? How much advertising would they get at that point?
Next year.
Well, Mike, we are number 15 in the ratings.
That's true. Yeah. Perhaps, you know, when that changes, if and when that changes, you know, maybe, you know, you can get right to, maybe you'll play a quarterback next time.
So there are two things that I see right away.
Yes. Yeah.
First, obviously, this is a black and white issue. Uh-huh. And again, racial. White men can't jump. Uh-huh. White men can't play video games.
Are you saying that the black athlete has an advantage in this game?
I am calling.
Sounds
law
like Jimmy
offices.
The Greek to me.
I am calling law offices of Cochran, Johnny, the late Johnny.
Be careful
Cochran.
If there's a camera crew around you. Let me tell you about these games with EA Sports. Yeah, this is the way it works, friend.
They're bred
to play these games.
Bred with their hands.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, and then it'll be a big controversy.
No, he was very nice, and I don't get a dig out of it except the game, and like you said, they get all that free publicity. But he will be on the show Friday.
Good. I can't wait to grill him about you know, the people he's played, you know, where he gets his expertise in this. Because, I mean, it seems to me like it translates into the ability to play the controllers. I wouldn't think that there would be that kind of connection.
The guy at EA Sports, without making this sound like a commercial, told me in NASCAR that NASCAR drivers take the game and play the game before they drive courses so that they already know what the courses are like before they go out on different racetracks.
Well, that's interesting.
So I'm sure that they don't do that with the football game.
Well, I saw the last Starfighter, too. You know, they actually groom the Starfighters for the, you know, to fight in space based on NASA. Video games.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go. 50-16. 5-0.
Do you think he was leading you on in the first half?
No.
We're going to have to ask Tori that.
Will
he answer that?
Yeah, sure he will. Sure he will. Yeah. Of course he will.
What's up?
What's up, Doc? Thank you for playing, Tori. Yes, and the celebrity that he most sounded like. I want to say a combination of Jamie Foxx and Bernie Mac.
Okay.
Because he's not a big man like Bernie Mac,
right.
But he had that. Just that low level, like.
And of course, it might have gotten in the way when you were playing, you know, because you were so excited to play.
You know, like grab onto this joystick.
Yeah, you can't play that game one handed.
So that's
a two handed controller.
That's why I kicked people out of my house this weekend.
Well, sure.
And boy told me that I almost had a third unexpected family of visitors this weekend.
Robert and I were in the neighborhood, and if he hadn't fallen asleep in his car seat, we were going to stop by and kill some time.
Well, you know. But you would have come over just to say hi. You wouldn't have gone for the pool.
I was in my suit.
You were in
nothing
your
else. Suit. My thong.
Anyway, thank you, Tori Holt.
Thank you, Tori Holt.
I had a lot of fun doing that. I got my ass royally kicked.
Now we'll have to follow Tori Holt and see how he does you know, during the year.
Oh, and they will also send a DVD copy of the game. For me to be able to watch, so I will have a DVD.
That wouldn't translate on to radio, right?
No.
You just hear a bunch of people.
No, you hear like the announcer.
Oh, that's
announcer
right. Oh, that's an incredible play.
Right.
Right.
But if you wanted to watch it, Mike, if you wanted to come in one day.
Make an extra copy for me.
One day early before the show.
I'll watch it at home.
You want to spend some time watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a DVD of me playing a video game.
Yes, please.
Not even of me, just of the game.
That I want it.
Okay.
Well, make two copies. I want to send a copy to my mom. My mama doesn't even own a computer.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Well, that was it. That's Jesus Christ, it's 4:46, and I just got done telling you about my weekend.
Look at you. You're sweating. You're excited about this.
Woo! Woo! And there's good news along with this. This also means that now I don't have to have Robert the Bellman over at my house this weekend.
Oh, see, you owe him that, don't you?
We still get to dunk him, though, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. See, he right now there's leverage. He's got leverage. He's got to come down here and do it. You know, you, right. You don't want to get him angry. So.
Oh, no. You know what I think would be funny? I'll still have him over on Saturday.
That's
night.
A good idea.
He wants to just come over and just play Xbox.
He'd love that.
With and Rob. He's yeah. already agreed to Rob. Fire.
Rob will be the bodyguard.
Right.
So everything will still be cool.
And then when the game's over, he's done.
Oh, yeah. No S.
Rob?
Right. No S, Sherlock. Okay.
Robert the Angry Mailman. Robert the Angry Mailman. Robert the Angry Mailman.
Big Game Mailman.
You know, that was it over and over.
Toy Big Game Hole. Toy Big Game Hole. Toy Big Game Hole. Toy Big Game Hole.
You know, to be a professional athlete, yeah. Is that the greatest thing in the world? How I mean, nice. He enjoys it. He has fun. He gets paid.
Well,
wow.
It's been nice. Got a break when we come back. A new arrival in Mike's family.
Mm. Yes, yes. A new, soon-to-be, very large arrival.
Congratulations.
And it's not, no, it's not a baby.
Oh. Oh.
No, sorry about that. Not a baby.
It, well, in a way, yeah, it is a baby, technically.
Ah.
Baby.
Very, you know, it's the hairiest baby I've ever seen.
It was obviously yours, then.
It's all white. Snow White. Albino white.
All white and hairy.
All white and hairy. You don't see that very much on a baby, you know? So fair, so white.
You know what Rob
so
says?
Hairy.
As Rob says, you can never be too white.
I agree.
And how'd you knock her up so fast? Because on Friday, nothing was going on.
Oh, you'd be amazed. It's amazing. It's a miracle of modern science.
It is. All right, Red Rocker.
Yeah.
I'm just reading your shirt now for the first time.
It's my Sammy Hagar t-shirt. It's one of my favorite t-shirts.
Okay, so Mike has got something to tell us, and we will also hear the highly overrated story of Buzz at the TSA.
Yeah, mine's not really overrated at all because it's, I'm not rating. I'm giving it a zero. A zero. Very boring dog weekend.
Can't wait.
But then another crisis, you know, for me. I got to apologize to Carla for my behavior last night.
Oh, fantastic.
There we go. It was related to the new arrival.
Now we're getting started.
I am not a good newborn father.
We will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Crap. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
See?
Whoa.
There it is.
Got a Smurfy, see?
Yeah.
Whoa. I had a search to find it.
Come on, come on. Hey, how you doing?
It's under Moo.
Whoa.
How are you doing, Bull?
It's under her M.
Okay. I'm a Bull.
It's on in my show.
Never.
Don and Mike to talk for you.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Okay, let's see, everybody. The contest for the show open continues. Got a bunch of good ones today. Send your entry via MP3. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Information is right there for you. Okay, Mike.
Buzz is hanging five.
Let's talk about your brand new, not baby.
No, it's a doggy.
A dog.
Picked up a great Pyrenees puppy over the weekend. Poppy is the name of this dog, named by my kids after David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
Oh, David Ortiz.
He's a fag.
Oh, now he's achieved Yaz status, if you're playing that. No, it's that's the name my kids decided to come up with.
Poppy the puppy.
Oh. And he's a great Pyrenees puppy. He weighs
in. Again, it sounds like my penis.
Yeah, he's adorable. He's got black spots on his skin.
Sounds like adorable black spots.
That's the weird thing about this breed. If you soak them with water, you can actually see through their fur, and they've got black spots on kind of like pink skin, but they're all white. They're very bushy, and he's just like a big ball of fur. And this is this is something that I thought might be fun.
Ah.
For everybody.
Good.
And really, in retrospect, look, I just want to say before I go on this tangent that I'm going to go on here, we're keeping the dog. We're going to keep the dog for forever. The dog is part of the family. However, I think for whatever reason, I might have over-exaggerated the enthusiasm for certain people close to me. Like, for example, my girlfriend. I thought she was kind of into it. She's not into it. She's a little freaked out by the fact that we have now, you know, she has her little dog, but this is going to be a much bigger dog. I'm doing the whole puppy thing. It's, I'm working full time and all that.
Right.
And I kind of assumed that when we got this dog, it would be like her dog. And very, very significant miscalculation on my part. That comes back later. in the story, but we drove into the wilds of Virginia on Saturday morning. You know, even from where I live, it was a good two hours and 15 minutes to get to, and staying in Virginia to get to this part of Staunton, Virginia, where we, and these people were driving up for, from the south part of Virginia, and we were, and they were driving 3 hours, so they were way out in the middle of nowhere, and we met at the little, this was almost like a drug deal, you know, this is like, this is a very clandestine, this is like Al-Qaeda, we're, you know, we're meeting at this, this predetermined location where we're gonna have the exchange, where she's gonna eyeball me and I'm gonna eyeball her, and then we're gonna exchange the money. Yes. They weren't like that at all, actually. They were very normal people. Well, sort of, you know, as normal as dog people can be. But they actually, no, really, seriously, this is more like Green Acres, because I think these people, had some coin.
Okay, gotcha.
They talked about having a big farm. But then they talked about, you know, I kept trying to figure out whether these were rich people or not, because they talked about having this 136 acres, and then they talked about all these dogs, and then they talked about their cattle. So they are farmers, but they didn't sound like farmers. They sounded like New Yorkers. So it was very confusing. They were older people, and what I didn't realize until Carl and I got to the drop site, as I will call it now, is that there was another family picking up a golden retriever at the same time.
Mm.
And these are not puppy mill people by any stretch of the imagination, but they were people that
had... You say, Mike.
they had the best.
Yes. I give you. I think subconsciously, I give you opportunities to do that. I'm not sure why.
I would not even have thought of
eating myself. Is what I'm doing.
Puppy mill. If you hadn't brought it up.
Well, they mentioned, the guy mentioned that they've done rescues with puppy mill.
I've always thought that should be the name of your new restaurant.
The puppy mill.
The puppy mill.
You know, if we go multi-concept on, but I picked this dog up, and the dog is spectacular. I mean, really amazing looking
dog. Best in show.
And it has a, you know, it's got a champion father, I think, a champion father, or the father's father was a champion. It's, you know, yeah, when you get into the whole AKC thing, and we're not going to breed the dog. The dog is a pet, and they're wonderful pets, great temperament for kids and all that. But I got the list of, you know, the dog's fathers and the father. And the dog's real name, the dog's, like, kennel name, AKC name, was Ulysses. I didn't think, I thought that was a little bit too much like Magnum P.I., so I didn't want to. So we give the dog the name. His father. That's right, Rob. His father is Barbaro.
Really?
We're very, yeah, and they were actually able to. No, this is a very, very nice dog. We get the dog, and the dog is so wonderful in the car. You look right away, and I'm sure you know this is having dogs. You look as soon as you get rolling. You look to see if the dog is doing that goo thing that comes out of their mouth, where you know you're gonna have the trip from hell. The dog's gonna puke like its whole way up there, and the dog is perfectly calm, very, very mellow, decent. The only thing I was concerned,
clean and decent,
right away about the dog is that the dog might have had a slight hearing problem, because to the point where. It's been a long time since I've had a puppy, and I didn't realize at the time, but puppies just are kind of looking all over the place, and they're not really zeroed in on you, and especially with a new name, he's not responding to it. But we were like Saturday night freaking out. We were freaking out.
What?
That maybe the puppy has a hearing deal, and I was doing things like going back and back of its head and like clapping my hands, and the puppy would just be kind of like going, you know,
what?
Looking around. He's looking around all over the place, and then I would just say, at one point, I'm looking down at him, and I go, hello? Poppy, and Poppy would just kind of be going, and I didn't know, and I think I know now. I think he seems to respond. I dropped some silverware on the dining room table, and it actually that startled him. So I think he can hear just fine. We're taking him to the vet.
And maybe
tomorrow.
He also doesn't know his new name.
His new name, and he's also exploring. He's doing the whole puppy thing. He's getting more responsive the longer he stays with us.
Right.
However. Last night, and I have to apologize to Carla for this, I kind of had, it wasn't one of my Hispanic attacks, but it was kind of my, I guess Carla wasn't showing the same kind of enthusiasm for the dog that I wanted to, and then
that's not really the true thing. The true thing is I want this to be like her dog as much as mine, which means, you know, it's more hers than mine, and I'm just, you know, she does the work.
Right?
Yeah, right. That's kind of where I've been, and it was like, that's the way it was with Beluga. That the Beluga, she took complete charge of Beluga, and Beluga's just there as far as.
But isn't Beluga more her dog?
Much
than your
more
dog?
Her dog. Mm-hmm. Much more her dog. This dog is my dog. I got a Fisher cut bait, and once I realized that I have to, you know, be the caretaker, more of the caretaker than she is for this dog, then it kind of hit me just how much it's going to be. And the dog, you know, we're trying to crate train it or not crate train it, and when you put it in the crate, it kind of wigs out. And to make a long story short, I'm dealing from Friday night through last night. I'm dealing with probably about 11 hours of sleep total because the dog is so fidgety, and we're having him sleep on the bed because he doesn't go on the bed. That's another thing. The dog didn't go in the car. He goes as soon as he hit the grass, peed, pooped, and he's had maybe 3 accidents the whole time he's been with us, normal for a puppy. Yeah. However, enough that we do have to crate train him so he'll know to go outside. And
so he's almost keeping up with you on a weekend.
Yeah, on a weekend.
Well, with the number of accidents you have.
That was only Friday night, okay? And I always go on the hardwood floor, okay? No matter what condition I'm in.
Thank you.
Keep you off the grass.
It's no problem whatsoever. And I think it hit me last night, and that's when I was just going, oh, I don't know. I got so much going on right now, and now it's the dog. I thought you'd be part of the dog. I thought you really care about the dog. I just don't understand. You know, I just want, you know, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning after going to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. I just don't understand why we have to do it. And I had a full-fledged meltdown to the point where I had to apologize today because I was being so, I was just having this total nervous breakdown about, because it's been a long time since I've had to really, you know, handle dogs like this, and I realized I have to do this.
Imagine how you would react with a baby.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a precursor to that, so, you know, it's, I don't know why it affected me like this, but I think that the reality of it, what was fun, you pick up a puppy, it's all nice and fluffy. This is why kids that get, like, animals at Christmas time, and they fill them with the shelters a month later, because you realize, with me, it happened a lot more quickly, because I realized the responsibility of Dan. This is not a Chihuahua. This is not a Paris Hilton dog. This is a dog, seriously, that's going to be tall enough where he will be at kitchen table level.
Yeah, right.
And he's huge, and I just had my little meltdown.
Didn't you used to have a giant dog that you lost in the last marriage?
I had Oscar, right? Yeah, Oscar was
Oscar,
a Pyrenees
right.
also.
Yeah.
And I liked Oscar, and this all started when we were up in Maine, and I this is exactly how they sound, incidentally. This is exactly what they sound like. And this all started when I saw a Pyrenees up in Maine, and I realized how mellow they are. And, you know, Carl had always, like, made noise about maybe wanting another dog.
Yeah.
But this really was me, because I fast-tracked this so much, and I got on the phone with this lady, and I got the dog, and the dog is now part of the family. And this morning, he woke up. He was super mellow. Sleeps on the bed as a puppy. And doesn't have any accidents on the bed so far. Knock on wood. As soon as he does, of course, we probably have to do the crate training thing full time. But I like that.
Put him down.
Poppy is going to be a very. And another thing, I feel like Rosie Perez. Every time I'm addressing the dog.
Why?
Because they go, hello, Poppy!
Oh.
Poppy! You know, I mean, because, oh, yeah, make a little dog, Poppy! Because it is P-A-P-I. That's what, and we went into the pet store, got all the stuff for the dog, got the dog's bedding, got the dog's toys, and the dog is now part of our family, and
what did you say to your girlfriend last night?
I said I need help, I'm not getting enough help, and it's not true, I'm getting plenty of help, I'm getting more help than I've ever gotten in a relationship, and I'm whining and I'm complaining about poor. I had a pity party for me about the fact that
a poppy pity party.
Pleasing poppy pity party. A perfect poppy pity party for me. I was down. The euphoria of the poppy pity party.
What?
He wears off.
Yeah.
The euphoria of the poppy dog acquisition wore off very quickly.
Why don't you go buy a new car?
It combined. I was having my total withdrawal.
Maybe that'll break you.
I was having my total withdrawal. All the new stuff's over. It's back to work. It's back to reality. Okay.
Poor golden boy.
It's back to reality, and I think that I did too much last week. I think I.
new restaurant,
too much
new
car,
new
too much stimulation.
Dog.
You know what you need? I had too much stimulation. I was like a brat last night. I was like a little brat.
You need to swim at Don's house.
I should have come over for a swim, but it didn't stop me from seeing the greatest movie of the year, The Devil Wears Prada. Just fantastic.
Excuse me. He's a fag.
Delightful film. Meryl Streep. Oscar is knocking at your door, girlfriend. You're going to just go see that. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I really did. I'm not lying. I liked it almost as much as any movie I've seen this year. It's that good. It was funny. She was funny. She played a bitchy fashion.
Fag. It says what?
It was
like, faggot.
I don't care. You can call me all the names you want. I love The Devil Wears Prada. I really did. And I don't know anything about the fashion industry.
Fag. It says what?
I enjoyed it thoroughly. And Stanley Tucci as the fashion designer.
Oh, yeah.
He'll just make you cry. Outstanding. Well, we couldn't get in because Little Man was sold out.
Right.
So we weren't able to go in and see it.
Better luck next weekend.
But everything's going to be just fine. And Carla, I'm sorry for my meltdown last night. It wasn't a meltdown. A meltdown's like yelling and stuff.
Right.
This was more just, I don't know. This was just me having a little pity.
You were disappointed that you others were not as enthusiastic as you were.
Here's the deal. I'm like an idiot thinking the dog's going to sleep till like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. The dog is a baby. It's an infant. It has to be taken out.
Yeah.
Drug it.
What did I try to tell you when you're talking about a real baby? Imagine that. Oh, imagine how that was.
Don, I don't know what you're talking about. Everything you've said on the air would indicate that you are enthusiastically supporting me to have another child.
I was just telling you to be realistic about it.
Yes.
You know, do what you have to do to keep your girlfriend happy.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand,
I think she's pretty, we're both realizing that one little pug dog is one thing, fully grown, fully trained and all that.
Mm-hmm.
This dog, it's the poop and pee parade again. Right. So no problem. We're going to enjoy it.
Hold on. As long as you're on poop, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try
cute
to find
poop
something
little,
real fast here.
Little poppy poop.
I'm one of those idiots that gets the sporting news and reads it like it's a real magazine.
Right.
And I'm amazed with the stuff that they can get away with. Bodily function stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Writing about training camps. If you have the new sporting news that has Edger and James on the copy on the front of it.
Right.
Let me just read you from a couple of these because I was reading this today. I brought this in for a reason. Oh, most disgusting thing you've ever seen. They ask all these players at every single training camp either the strangest eating habits, the worst hygiene, the most disgusting thing you've ever seen.
Wow.
And so many of them involve number one and number two.
This is the most disgusting thing you've seen at training camp?
At training camp.
At training camp, okay.
For instance, Najee Davenport of the Packers. Most disgusting thing you've seen. I saw three dudes get staph infections. One dude passed it, he passed it to another dude, he passed it to another dude.
And I'm reading about a baseball team that's got all this trouble.
No, Toronto, I think.
Toronto's got horrible problems.
It was disgusting. But that one really is not what I'm looking for. Okay, how about this?
No.
Strangest, hardest worker, most disgusting thing. Dunter Robinson of the Houston Texans, most disgusting thing you've ever seen. I saw a guy wear the same pair of underpants every day for training camp.
Oh.
36 days.
Wow.
Oh, God. Training camp? August?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Kansas City Chiefs, most disgusting thing you've ever seen. Right end, Jared Allen. You always see guys, number one, in Gatorade bottles because they're too tired to get up and go to the bathroom. Some guys got in trouble for peeing in trash cans instead of the bottles.
I've done that.
Let me see.
There's a dangerous color similarity there.
Most disgusting thing you see.
Gatorade.
Yeah. Fred Thomas.
The green.
Fred Thomas, cornerback, New Orleans Saints. Fred Thomas.
That's a delightful Gatorade bottle, Ross.
Most disgusting thing you've ever seen. A teammate walked. He said something about cleaning his body out.
Oh,
some people believe that.
Now, I am reading you something. I'm reading you stuff here, and I'm having to use words like number one.
Right.
My name is Raj. I'm from India. That's why we're supposed to do this, to clean a body out.
Josh Miller, New England Patriots. Most disgusting thing you've seen. Yeah. I had a guy's tooth fall out when he asked me for his autograph.
Oh.
Just fell right out on the paper.
Ooh.
He picked it out and said, he picked it up and said, it happens to me all the time. I'm thinking, no, it doesn't.
Wow.
Hold on a second. New York Giants, most disgusting thing you've ever seen. Rich Subert, guard. They put worms under my pillow. Somebody thought that was a good prank.
Uh-huh.
New York Jets, best prank by Pete Kendall, left guard. One time, my toothbrush wound up at a place it shouldn't have been.
Oh, yeah. Between two pillows.
Suffice it to say that it was unusable after that.
Legendary.
I've seen the hunters put deer urine in helmets,
right,
and guys would be trying to figure out why it stinks so goddamn bad.
Didn't we have, like, an animal urine?
Raccoon
urine, right.
One time.
Worst thing ever.
Let me see. Philadelphia Eagles, best prank. Pittsburgh Steelers, most memorable rookie hazing. Hold on a second. Rams, eating habits, coach's favorite, Seattle Seahawks.
36 days, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Sean Alexander, running back for Seattle Seahawks. Most disgusting thing you've seen in training camp. When Grant Winstrom soiled Robbie Tolak's bed. I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
It was sickening.
Oh, God.
It's
done. Good thing you didn't talk about it.
You know, a bunch of men confined for that period of time. And can you imagine, that's training camp. You imagine what prison must be like.
But my point is, if you take the time to read this, and I don't have to go through all of them now, just about every team has something that either has to do with number one,
mm-hmm,
or number two.
Right.
And a lot of the, also they've got the best hazings. A lot of the hazings involve going to the bathroom in guys' beds.
Yeah, that must be for the rookies.
Let me see. Worst hygiene. Worst hygiene, Houston Texans. All the big guys, they've not bathed for weeks. Aaron Moorhead, Indianapolis Colts, most memorable rookie moment. They threw fireworks in my room in the middle of the night, trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden you get a pack of black cats thrown in your room. You wake up and you go crazy.
So these guys, when they go to training camp, I always thought that training camp, don't they give them some time off? To like go into town or something like that, but these guys aren't. Puke begats puke.
Most disgusting thing you've ever seen. Cleveland Browns. They work you so hard in camp. Usually there's a lot of guys who lose their lunch. That's the grossest thing. William Green threw up three times yesterday.
Training camp sounds like fun.
Sorry, Bill.
Let me see. Code. Disgusting thing. And here's another one. Atlanta Falcons, work done. Disgusting thing. T.J. Duckett threw up so much last year, he lost 15 pounds. His mouth was like a vomit faucet. It was nasty.
Nasty.
Sometimes, don't coaches say that's the only way you know a guy's really working hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's too great. One more. Carolina Panthers, worst hygiene? I need to see the roster, because there's too many possibilities. But Sean Tufts is terrible. His locker room is trash. His locker is trash in our locker room. In training camp, he's worse. He has stained underwear laying on the floor. That's just nasty.
Is he a lineman?
Yeah, who knows?
It sounds like it. Why am I picturing all the linemen?
Who knows? How great is that, though?
How about one pair of underwear for the entire training camp, 36 days?
Yeah.
Two-a-days in August heat.
And there's something in there about guys being in bed, and they put, like, bugs in their bed, and I wasn't reading this here, but online somewhere, a great game that I would love to play outside one day soon. Fire extinguisher roulette.
Oh, really?
Something that I read that these guys did. It's kind of gay. Football players do it. In training camp, what you do is you have, let's say, five fire extinguishers. One of them has already been, there's nothing in it.
Right.
So, let's say, Mike, that you're one
of them. One of them's full.
Four are full. One is empty.
Okay.
One has been discharged. So, one at a time, five rookies have to lean over like they're going to hike the ball. they pull down their pants.
We can do that outside here.
No, we can do it with underpants.
Right. Right.
And basically, while they're bending over, then they say, down, set, hike. And the veterans
pull the trigger.
And the one guy that doesn't get the stuff all going up into his...
The cold stuff.
Yeah. I guess he doesn't have to get, like, taped to a pole or something. But the rest of them get taped to a pole.
Wow.
I think maybe the Dallas Cowboys are the team that do this.
You gotta love that hazing.
But how about that? Now, Rob, how tough would it be to get 5 fire extinguishers? I know we could get listeners down here. We got room outside in the parking lot.
We could probably just go and buy little ones at, like, Home Depot.
Because if you just went, even if you just came down in your bathing suit.
And you can do it with, like, 4 filled, or you can do it with there's only one.
Either
which
way.
To me is more the spirit of Russian roulette, where you got one, and then that particular guy gets not only the only one to get it, but he's the one that gets duct taped for the rest of the show.
Well, I think that the football players do it the other way because they want to haze more guys. And without reading a lot into it, from what I was gathering, at least the way the football players do it, when their pants are pulled down and they're bent over, the veterans will come right and put the nozzle
right there.
Which means if you're unlucky enough
that you're going to get some stuff in there.
Trinkets.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, right.
That's the great tradition of hazing. And I stand by hazing. I've probably been hazed worse than anybody in this room.
Oh, you were set on goddamn fire.
My chest was set on fire by the fraternity. Yeah, they wrote the Greek letters on my chest, and then, it was like shortly after that I'd heard about a guy where the bowl of alcohol they used to light on fire, the guy jumped up and knocked a bowl of alcohol over. Ended up with 3rd-degree burns.
Wow.
But I just let my chest burn.
Way to go.
Because I'm a gutsy guy that way.
Way to do it.
Yes, you are a member of Sigma.
Was it worth
Phi?
It?
Phi. Epsilon. And now I've revealed the ritual under penalty of death.
There you go.
Now it's even. Okay. I'll let my dog protect me.
Oh, get us some fire extinguishers, please.
You got it.
Because I'd love to do that someday. Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by.
Oh, the angry story. It's a 10, John Norman told me.
Maybe we'll get to it. We'll be right back. Okay, I know.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
3FM.
The Don and Mike Show.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
That's correct. There's
there you go.
Daily 4 hours salute to all you filthy sea bags. Don and Mike.
I still got to figure out these tape machines. By getting the stuff. Boy, how confusing is this going to be to try to explain? The way that we've got these machines set up, pretty much I can do this.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
But if I want any...
Do you have that on 4 separate machines?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, cool. Right.
The Don and Mike Show. 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 The Don and Mike Show.
However, our 2,000 tapes are also now stored in these machines.
And it's a question of finding them, right?
Right.
Because don't you have to, like, cycle through them?
So what I was doing was, I was back in here, and I see, oh, okay, I want to go to Bank 4141.
Uh-huh.
You put Find 141, Enter. So now this tape is ready to play.
Ah, good.
Quick
That's all you have to do.
Mike LaFontaine.
However, if I forget that tape is on there, and I play this,
The Don and Mike Show.
That tape, the what happened, it's gone.
I'm really asking you a question like somebody that's hearing this, okay? Out in radio land, you're saying you plug in a certain number, and then it's ready to go.
All of these machines are loaded with the same basic elements, like
The Don and Mike Show.
And stuff like that. If I want to find a specific tape, I've got to make sure that I go to the right machine,
right?
Like this one is on number 4, and find the corresponding cut 141.
Right. Now, where do you put in 141?
Okay, you put in enter or find. Find 141, enter.
And where does that come up?
That comes up in machine number 4.
And on what number does it come up on?
What do you mean, what number?
Well, what key does it come up on?
Well, see, it comes up where...
The Don and Mike Show.
That normally comes up.
So that's the first one that you hit.
No, that was number three. Oh. Here's number one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Number two.
The Don and Mike Show.
Number three.
The Don and Mike Show.
Number four.
The Don and Mike Show.
Number five.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now I can't play the Mighty Wind Cut because... I played the jingle on machine number four.
I guess I didn't ask my question properly. I'm asking the question based on, you got a lot of keys there, right? There's a lot of buttons.
50 keys on each of the machines, so on each of the five machines.
So when you key in that number to find that sound effect, how come playing the jingle? So any sound effect that you play, hear me out here.
Okay.
Any sound effect that you play, that you bring up, is going to be negated if you play one of the original things that's hardwired in there.
Yeah, and part of that is Bad Monkey's fault. That we've got to do, the way he's got this programmed is, like if I'm an octopus, it would work great. Because, you know, some of the stuff I really need is way up here and up here.
Right.
It's like, I think... Gosh, this would be my first official bitching about the studio.
Well, it's also really, a work in progress.
It's not really bitching about the studio. Right. It's more bitching about... Kong Spiwak,
right.
That I'm pretty sure the way that Bad Monkey set this up was so it was convenient for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of it, like,
ow!
Please, hold on a second. All of you loaded in, how many music beds did you load in here?
All of them.
How many of them?
All
many
of
really
them.
Though?
Like probably like 68, 70.
Okay, how many of the thousands of tapes are already loaded in here?
About half of them, probably about 1,000.
Then how come when I look in the book to find like a tape to play,
right?
I see what appears to be maybe 100 tapes.
Right. Why take all the fun out of it?
What do you mean? Why take all the fun out of it?
The fun is finding the tape.
You mean in that? So you're talking about a book? There's a book that corresponds to those machines.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the sound effects are in the machines, but they're not in the book.
Not all of them.
Okay.
A lot of them are.
Not all of them, not a lot of them.
Oh, a lot of them.
And when you say fun, if you like key through a certain number, you might just find something that's not.
See, what he's done is he's made it easy for him because he can come over while we're doing the show, and if he wants an alligator sound effect, he knows to punch in, find, and actually have the time.
Because he's got the number in his mind.
No, he pushes in. It's like on a cell phone when you're putting a number in.
Yeah.
You can also search by name.
All right.
So you can search
again.
ALL.
This studio was set up great. If Rob Spiewak was simply going to play tapes and sound effects by himself.
Okay.
He was just going to stand in the corner and play his tapes and his music.
Right.
It would work out great for him.
All right.
I asked almost every day last week, please, can we move number one to number five,
okay.
Number five to number one, number one to... I'm not doing a good job of explaining this. But you're a very bad monkey.
I'm sorry. I will be a better monkey.
You're a very bad monkey.
So ideally, when you get everything where it should be, you're going to have it all in one book, and you're going to have the common ones down low and the rare ones that you really don't need
top,
up on top.
Right.
It's the opposite right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I remember that from last week.
Thank you.
You were saying that last week.
Thank you very much.
And to move these, I mean, all you have to do is... Now, can you keep the... Are you going to move them and keep the same numbers on the machine? Like, are you going to move five down to number one?
Yeah, yes, I would. I would.
I mean,
like,
so you don't need to relabel the machines or anything like that.
No, all I've really got to do is just memorize 250 buttons.
Oh. So the base that would require disconnecting that instant replay and
move that one to there
and hooking it up to
move that one to there, move that one there, move that one there, that one there.
But that would change the because your cables are for number five and that would change. So they would have to relabel the machines.
What do you think, Monkey?
I don't think I'll need to relabel them. It's just a matter of moving them.
Well, they wouldn't have to relabel them if you take the cables that are going into the board,
right.
Because you'd have otherwise if you didn't relabel them, you would have a corresponding number. This is getting so inside.
It is a little intense.
It's a little intense.
Yeah, a little.
I'm
bit.
Just trying to figure it out.
And
it's not like you could unscrew that instant replay, move that up there, and then rehook it up with those cables and not have to relabel things.
No, the wires will have to move as well.
It would be as though somebody like redid this microphone, somebody disconnected this and put it on your mic cable, but you still have to. So your mic would be my mic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about it, Monkey?
We'll have it ready tomorrow.
Have it ready tomorrow.
Done and done.
Thank you, my friend. Do I have your word on that as an eBay merchant?
Yeah, did with confidence.
How's the transition going for you?
Here? I love it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I couldn't agree more completely.
You see, now you would tell Joe, no, Joe, you're supposed to say, it sucks. That's the joke. That's the joke. But you're feeling the pressure now, I understand.
See, right now he is. His cheeks are very rosy.
I understand.
He doesn't like it when the tape... He's not saying much.
No,
I'm just standing there. Just like standing there looking at me.
Should I turn away?
You know what
now, this is really
it's
above and beyond anybody else. You two guys have to be on the same page.
I want to say something else.
This is your project.
Mike, it is a defiant look. All right, I'm going to get serious with your ass now.
All right, very good.
It's a defiant look. I hate to say this to you, Rob. You're my best friend.
Right.
I love you like my brother. But you have not yet reached the point that you are worthy of the respect of an executive. When you say, like last week we talked about putting you out on the street in a monkey costume.
Right.
And you look at me and you go, oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for you. Way.
All right.
I got news for you. God, how do I put this delicately?
Don't be delicate.
Okay, well, I won't be delicate.
It hasn't been a delicate day anyway.
No. No, it's not. But I've already ruined one relationship already today.
Yeah, well, you won't ruin this one. That's not possible.
Here's the thing. There is nothing that is beneath you in your position now.
Okay.
Not that you're going to have to go back and wear your bra and panties out on the street like you used to. However, when stuff like this happens, inside stuff like this happens, which I asked you about off the air last week, and said, please just help me out on this crap, because I'm learning this. I'd love to discipline you. And
discipline in that abusive way that we used to, discipline. But not necessarily all the way back to the shorts and stuff like
no,
that.
No, but I'm thinking really like, Michael, we were talking about a monkey suit, and you said the monkey suit, but without the head.
Yeah.
In this
particular weather, nothing would be more comfortable.
That is perfect.
Right.
There'd be no better way for him to learn about his mistakes.
So as to correct them.
Exactly.
Right.
Because he has, that is his Rockville name now, is the Bad Monkey. That is that is the name that he has had foisted upon him, but it's without the head. So it's just, what about the hands? Would it have the monkey hands?
He'd have the monkey hands.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have the monkey hands.
Right.
Just know that even though you're the producer,
right,
you're still a gigantic
We're sorry.
I agree.
You know what that was? I was pointing.
Where did that come from?
I was pointing with my Sharpies. And
did you flick it?
And just like that.
Accidentally or something.
Oh, we're sorry.
Just hit it.
Right.
Yep. Didn't mean to do that. Listen, boy, do a better job, will you?
Done.
Okay, just do a better job.
You got it.
And there's nothing that's beneath you.
I understand.
There is nothing that's beneath you. So get ready to get dressed, get ready to go outside. As a matter of fact, just leave the room now.
Okay.
Just leave for a couple of seconds. Don't swim. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. He's flushed.
Good.
He is flushed.
Did you see how rosy his cheeks got?
His cheeks were getting rosy. There's a lot on him that's being required right now. And
there's a tremendous amount on him that's being required, Mike.
Right.
A tremendous amount.
Yes.
So do your friggin' job.
Exactly.
Just come in, you big ape, and do your freaking job.
So am I to understand that we are going to have Rob in a monkey suit sometime in the near future?
Oh, yes.
And the thing that will make that very difficult for him is that he'll have to acquire his own monkey suit.
Mm. He can do that. He's got connections.
That's true. And all that because today you wanted to see that one down there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I take responsibility. We had a couple of screw-ups, technical things today. Totally my fault.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not such a perfect person that I won't say it's totally my fault.
I mean, a perfect person would just take all the responsibility.
Right. But I'm not a perfect person.
Neither am I.
I'm not a perfect person.
Neither you nor I have ever been ones to, take total responsibility.
All I know is that machine number one, machine number two, machine number three, machine number four, machine number five, this was the discussion we had virtually every day last week. I come in today, none of this has been changed. However, oh, this is great. We're hanging up pictures and we're getting towel racks and we're getting the rooms painted. And that's really great, Monkey. That's fantastic.
Towel racks without paper towels. Just thought I'd mention that.
All right, now that's your issue.
Yeah.
This, so to speak, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah, well, that's the prevent issue.
There is
to prevent issue on the door handle.
There is a towel rack in our bathroom, right?
There's a towel rack in the bathroom without paper towels.
Thanks to Rob.
Rob got it. Rob did it. Rob took care of that.
But there are no paper towels in there, are there?
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No, they're not.
Hello.
Hey, Don, I was just curious. Do you believe that Rob has configured the computer system because he wants to rule that studio?
You mean like some sort of elaborate conspiracy theory?
No, I'll tell you exactly what he's done. And, gosh, this is hard to articulate. It's going to take me a little while longer to learn the setup because during the 2 weeks that the studios are being moved and things are being transferred, Rob did everything his way. I'm not saying my way is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I got my way of doing things. He's got his way of doing things.
Everybody does.
Yeah, I mean, like even the book with the tapes. I don't understand how the order. There's no rhyme. There's no reason to it. There's no nothing. The book with all of the songs. I mean, God, I almost hate yelling at the guy because he worked his ass off.
Of course.
You know, it's like the stuff that doesn't really matter to the show, like the fact that we have 1,800 songs that we have in our library, in our iPod, for lack of a better term.
And those songs are in there, too?
No, those songs are all on disc.
On disc, okay.
And now, in that case, they all have shiny labels on them. Mm-hmm. They're all correctly numbered. And there is a corresponding book.
Got everything.
With everything by every artist, every time, every chart position. This is the kind of crap that we needed done like on day 100.
Right.
Okay.
I understand where you're going with
this. You see what I'm saying?
You wanted to have the nuts and bolts stuff done.
He's more interested in the bells and the whistles.
Mm-hmm.
He still is to this day. His whole big thing with me was, how come you haven't turned on the Satan voice yet? You know, how come you haven't played to the harmonizer yet? He'll say that to me, and I've not had the balls to say to him, well, it's because you don't have the studio set up correctly. What, did I hear somebody?
Oh, no.
What was that, friend?
You need to break.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, good job with the songs.
That's nothing.
Good job with the songs.
It's nothing.
How long did that take you, seriously, to put 1,800 songs into, and you've got them in order by artist?
Like a week and a half or so.
A week and a half.
That took less than an iPod.
I feel like the Bellman in Lost in America right now.
Oh, so?
Because I don't know.
I don't know either, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Rob's right. We do got a break. Hello. Hello.
Hey. What's up?
Hi.
Radio God. Hey, that was a great catch on the Adult Swim on Rob. I loved it.
Rob, is there anything you'd like to say to this caller?
He can eat me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Love your show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I have an entertainment company up in Harford County. I'd like to donate you a monkey suit because we do gorillograms. And the only thing I ask in return is every time you put him in there, you throw me a little plug.
How great would that be?
Every time we what? I want to get the configuration of the
every
plug.
Every time we throw him in the suit.
I don't know much about plugs on this show, but... but I want to... like, can we mention you once and we get the suit for that?
I guess that'd be all right.
We have a pretty good relationship with a costumer, you know. Once is pretty valuable.
Well, we'll come up with a monkey suit. Thank you, though. Thank you for your patronage.
Oh, no problem. Love you guys.
All right, see you later. Here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Love you.
All right, so, commercials now. Yeah. While we come back from the commercials, we'll hear this tape.
Quick plug, Ola. I'm Mike LaFontaine. Owner and founder of High Class Manic.
Okay, then maybe
can
tomorrow.
Can I ask one more question? I know we got to go to break.
Sure. Maybe
when you play the jingle, how come it wipes that out when you play? If you play the jingle?
Because it makes it forget the thing he queued up, telling the machine.
Gotcha. Because of the 50 buttons.
Oh, and because that's there automatically, and wipes it out of its
own slot.
On
each of the 50 buttons,
right,
we've got that at number 47.
The Don and Mike Show.
That at number 47. If I hit a jingle on machine number 4, which incidentally should be machine number 2,
mm-hmm.
It wipes out the
gotcha.
Other tape.
I understand that.
And all of that was done in a bass-ackwards way that I still don't understand. How are you doing anyway?
We got a break so bad.
So bad? Really?
Yeah.
How bad? Hey, come here for a sec.
Okay.
Here's another one of my complaints.
Yeah.
See right here?
Mm-hmm.
What's that say?
Network 15.
What does that mean?
It means that if you're on bank 4, that'll be your network button.
It's a new age.
But didn't I tell you that I wanted bank 4? Didn't I tell you that I wanted machine 5 to have bank 3?
I don't recall that.
Well, whatever that is.
But whatever it is, we can take care of it.
Well, no, you can take it to the bank.
Okay.
All right. Whatever, everybody. Sorry about this. Slowed the show down a little bit. All I know is you're getting too big for your britches, monkey.
Growing pains.
That's all I know. There's a monkey suit in your future.
Bring it.
Deal it. Deal with it.
Bring it on.
And now, Buzz.
Yes.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How
good.
Are you?
Good.
Are we going to hear Buzz's story?
After the commercial.
Hey, that's a good tease.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Now, where does the thing come up? No. See what? See why? If this thing is right here.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. Sorry, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going through a lesson right now.
Are we working bugs out right now? Is this the
how
bug
the heck do
operating?
I play you tell me how to play the number 15 thing, then play that tape.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now.
Okay. You're buying yourself a monkey suit.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now he's buying it?
Yep. A brand new one, too.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Yep. We're having a couple of problems, technically. However, the book that I have, the laminated book that has the 1,800 songs in it, alphabetized, Christine. Mm-hmm. For instance, I can tell you this is Sean Mullins. From the soundtrack of the movie, Big Daddy. It's 4 minutes and 12 seconds long.
Right.
However, I can't play for the goddamn Mighty Wind tape.
Well, that's not good.
Well, we'll figure it out.
You guys will figure it out.
We got it. We'll figure it out, won't we? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I'll buy you a big bunch of bananas. We'll figure the whole thing out. So now do you see my problem, though? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying to you?
I do.
That I got. If I want to play this thing, and everybody don't go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
You got to put that on a machine where I can play that and then play the other tape.
Separate from the other tape, right?
You're killing me. You're killing me, you monkey. All right. Anyway. Hi. How are all of you anyway?
we're fine.
You know, we've got a contest we're trying here. Buzz,
yes.
Hold on to that TSA story.
No problem.
I think we're going to get to it tomorrow.
All right.
Because now I'm looking at this clock, and boy, if we had a real producer, would have told me we needed to break a long time ago.
Yeah.
I know he would have, but I ordered him out of the room.
Yeah, he did, though. He came in.
See, what are you doing right now?
And even after you ordered him out of the room, he came back in to tell you we had to go to break.
But look what he just did. You can't help yourself.
I take great comfort in a tidy studio.
He's very organized.
God damn, but one day, please just let a tape stay where it is, or let a CD stay where it is. Please, for the love of
just
God.
Just come in here one day and take a dump on the floor.
Remember the last time I did that.
All right, so we got a contest going to get a new open for the show.
And the ones you played at the beginning of the show were phenomenal.
Yeah. And we've received about 50 entries thus far. Thank you, everybody, for all of your entries, your MP3s we've gotten at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just put on the subject line, show openers. What are you laughing at?
He's bummed out. I'm looking at. I wish. I'm sorry. You were sitting there. You were hanging the dog. You're hanging. I'm normally not seeing you. I see everybody now more than I should.
You know what I'm saying? TS. Grow a set. Please.
That's not what I wanted.
You know, he's above. Geez. He's above doing the menial stuff he used to do when he was just Robbie. I'm Robbie. I gotta have a microphone.
Oh, dear.
I gotta write my
jokes.
Oh, no. He doesn't understand this.
Number 15, Arbitron.
Put that where I can play that and then play the other goddamn tape.
Does this mean no pool privileges? Does this mean Rob's not coming over to go to the pool?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ouch.
You know what? You can come to the pool, but you have to wear your monkey suit.
In the pool?
Yes, in front of your family.
It takes forever to dry.
It's going
to
go to your filter.
All right, let's see. The contest. We have the show open contest.
Yeah, we had a bunch of them this morning. This afternoon.
We're going to hear a couple more entries right now.
Good.
Send them to us, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just an opening, like a movie trailer, an opening to a TV show, something different than what you normally hear a radio show come on with. Mm-hmm. And the best part is, what we love about these so much is that they're done by you guys.
That's the best part of all.
And they don't sound professional, not all of them. That's part of what we like.
Yep. Now, we're going to tell you if they suck. We're going to tell you right away they suck. But you know what? I am really blown away by the quality that we've got.
Yep. All right, here's a guy named Wildcat. Wild. Cat.
I predict this is going to be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together.
This is ponderous, man. Really ponderous.
Don Geronimo.
When someone asks you if you're a god, you say, yes!
Mike O'Mara.
He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks.
Buzz Burbank.
This guy's voice.
It's the wrong way to Christmas and do it.
What?
Exactly.
Rob Spiewak.
As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
Georgier.
You don't have a brewski, man. You might as well be wearing a dress.
John Norman.
It's so funny because the guy's voice.
I like because John, you know, being our newest member of the crew. Oh, is this still going on?
Yeah.
From being thrown to the wolves.
I'm sorry.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and then here's the music part where we will talk.
I like the music, and I jumped the gun. Oh, it's good. I was going to say, it's funny to hear John Normans that are like, you know, what are you, about one out of four? Is that, what are you, I mean, you're listening to them, right? You're getting them all in there. What are you, about one out of four?
Maybe not even that much.
Not even one out of four, but the ones. Right. I think if you're going to be thorough, you throw Johnny in there.
All right, here's one from a guy named Jay Andrews.
And now, coming to you from somewhere in America, once again, it's time for the Don and Mike Radio Program. The very thing you need most.
Okay. Is that it?
Come on. That's the music, Ben. I'm right, coughing.
Okay, that's it. Let's
wow.
See.
I thought it was lovely.
Let's hear another one. Let's hear one from a guy named J.P. Parker. Oh. J.P. Parker.
Password confirmed. Stand by.
It's a whole bar. It's very pretty. You know, just simple lines intertwining, you know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between.
What is this, from Spinal Tap?
Yeah, Spinal Tap.
What do you call this? Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Fight like a robot.
You take drugs, Danny?
Good.
What's the problem?
Hold on, that guy's a little out there.
Yeah.
A little out there.
Way out there.
Let's try.
Way out there.
One more. Let's hear one more. This is from a guy named Carvin.
Carvin?
Carvin.
Hello there. Welcome to the Dons and Mike Show.
Oh, dear.
Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. I don't know what's wrong, but marvel's itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch.
Oh, my balls itch.
Marvel, marvel's itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. I don't know what's wrong, but my balls itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. I don't know what's wrong, but my balls itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. I don't know what's wrong, but my balls itch. Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. Marvel.
Oh, it ends in 18 seconds.
Marvel, marvel, marvel's itch. I don't know what's wrong, but my balls itch.
Okay. Yeah, I like that
applause. Is that it for that?
That's all we can do.
That's it. Well, that's a representative sample of the stuff we're getting in.
They're all different.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. Yeah. I like the bad ones.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike. It's a guy named Ryan Ash.
I'm curtain. It was because time is a factor.
I need my flake.
All right. Well, that one goes on for three more minutes. You know what? Some of these we'll just put into a long-form file and save.
Well, the thing that's great is that so many people can sample now, and I'm really delighted with the amount of entries that we're getting, and we're going to get a lot better ones.
And the effort they put into it.
So keep sending them in. We're going to eventually come up with 10 or 12. We'll play one at the beginning of the show every day.
Very good.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's our email address. We will be right back with Buzz and the news.
Right.
So I hit this one. Right, Bob? Right, Rob?
Yeah.
Right here on this one?
Yeah.
There I go again. Stupid me. Stupid me. Where's your monkey suit?
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Right.
They want to sing. La, 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. With the sounds of Bonnie Pointer in the background. Tomorrow, we'll finally get to Buzz's TSA story, which is just building up like into the greatest thing of all time.
Don Norman gives it a 10.
Also tomorrow, hey, we'll play Beat the Heat.
Yeah.
That's all I'll tell you. Tomorrow we'll play Beat the Heat. Right after we play Let's Beat Up Rob. We've been playing for about an hour today.
Tomorrow's going to be a better day for Rob. I predict that.
Can't get much worse.
No.
Now here's Buzz. Hello there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You don't think of falling televisions as a major cause of death or even injury, but as we found out today, they are.
Hey, you know the one thing that today has done?
What? What's
that? Did you see that? You actually you spoke to him, and he gave you a non-verbal response with an open microphone right in front of his big monkey face.
He's not speaking as much as he normally speaks. He's
the yeah. He gave me the big thumbs up.
It's just the growing pains. Everything's going to be just fine.
Hey, howdy, Buzz.
Just hi. Effing fine.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Don't think a TV is deadly, but apparently it is. Thousands of kids in this country are crushed each year by
television. They'll make you shart.
And
the Don and Mike Show.
About half those injuries prove fatal. Most TV sets are top-heavy and front-heavy, meaning they tend to fall forward. It's not good if Junior decides he wants something from atop the TV.
Man, I hope my dog doesn't get near that.
Exactly. Most people with toddlers just need to be aware of the risk and secure the TV better. Bolt it to the wall if you have to. Experts say TV makers could help make people more aware and even include furniture straps for securing their killer TVs.
That's still not the biggest.
And flat screens can't do it, though, can they?
Actually, they could.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Humanity. Mindset of delivery, man. Even the promotion of television can be bad for your health in excess. CBS plans to promote its fall shows this year.
In excess, didn't that have that band guy that died due to
autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. CBS plans to promote its fall television shows by printing ads on the eggs you buy at the grocery store. So look for that.
Yeah, because we all pay such close attention to the eggs when we break it to put it in the frying pan.
Whose idea is that, seriously?
I don't know, seriously. No one is individually taking credit for it. The network is saying it's very proud of the
I'm going to say Chen.
Really, Chen?
Jules?
And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Because I got alimony.
The coroner in
Wife of Les Moonves?
Yes. Oh, dear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. Very lovely, lovely.
The yolk's on him, huh?
Hey, bada bing. They're using a lot of those.
All right.
The coroner in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, has not yet ruled out suffocation as the possible cause of death of Hooters CEO Robert Brooks. But then the coroner isn't even returning phone calls, so perhaps we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, but I think the question is, what did he suffocate on?
Brooks was found dead in his home Sunday at the age of 69 at Hooters locations.
You're bad.
Probably.
You're bad.
That's how old he was.
I know, but you're bad. Because I know what you were doing there.
Probably bosoms.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, suffocation due to bosoms.
Oh, you're making a bosom joke.
That's right.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
At Hooters locations.
Hey, Rob, find us some bosom rags, would you?
You know, we're very close to a Hooters here in Rockville. Now, I don't know what that means anything, but
we were close to one in Fairfax, too, weren't we?
Not like we're close to this one. I think we're much closer, like at least a half a mile.
Well, at Hooters locations from Venezuela to Taiwan, silky orange micro shorts are flying at half staff today. for the man who founded the chain.
I think everybody should get out and comfort the girls tonight.
The man who founded the chain in 1983 on the premise that men like wings and breasts with their beer.
Yeah.
Brooks would be pleased, I think, to know that North Carolina's Matt Black celebrated his 100th birthday at a Hooters over the weekend, just as he did for his 99th.
Hello there.
Matt, who drinks at least a beer a day, might even be back next year, although, quoting him, I can't guarantee it.
Now, peel me a shrimp and show me that camel.
Where my son Jack?
Jack Black. Another dead guy's at the heart
Black
of...
Black Jack.
Another dead guy's at the heart of a rumor that just won't die.
What's that?
Well, I can understand why wishful thinking might make somebody think that Jim Morrison or even Elvis is still alive, but evil Enron guy Ken Lay? He died of a heart attack July 5th, but the internet's abuzz with persistent rumors that Ken Lay's really still alive and that he faked his death to escape prosecution for the evil he did.
I just want to compliment, though, the entire family of Ken Lay.
Yeah?
They really, during the funeral, I was watching them, and I think that they really, really perform well. I really do think the Lays do very well when the chips are down.
As always, online. See,
there's something about chips and Lay that I just love it. I could have gone filthy and, you know, been talking about getting laid.
Good for you.
That's just not me.
No. As always, online, entrepreneurs are cashing in.
Let's get two monkey suits.
Hey, let's get sick. As always.
See, now, Rob, here's a lesson. Yeah. He's allowed to do that.
Okay, very good.
You're not.
Truly noted.
Well, and all I did was go, hey.
It was all about tone, though. It was
hey.
Online entrepreneurs are cashing in on the Ken Lay is alive phenomenon. They've got T-shirts that say Ken Lay lives. Fortunately, the door's also opened for making fun of the people who believe Ken Lay's alive. A lot of Photoshop work showing up featuring Ken Lay at exotic locales, including at the running of the Bulls. The president, isn't it? The president apparently didn't mean for you to hear him use the S word.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
But since he used it correctly, it may boost his popularity. We'll tell you more when we come back.
Oh, do we still have that bad quality tape of him saying it?
Somewhere, I'm sure.
I bet
it can be just as bad this time as it was earlier.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
A lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
And here we go now with more of our favorite news guy on this show. Hey, there's a ringing endorsement for you, Buzz.
Yeah, sure. Hey, can I find out first, though, if I am the virgin? If I'm the one that was the first one to christen our bathroom?
But you
haven't...
Not counting the engineers?
Not counting the engineers, just among our crew.
First one to drop the kids off at the pool.
I see.
Take a big stinky.
That would have anybody...
Joe wins!
Joe. Of course. Oh. We're damn it, Joe.
Gonna need a cleaning crew.
Hey, Joe, when did you do it?
When, Joe?
I think it was Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Have to make room for all the Bud Light.
Joe took the fecal virginity.
Mine was today. And nobody knew.
No.
And I think that's
magical,
a credit to
it.
We got a great vacuum flush toilet.
Excellent.
And I consider yours, in fact, really, no offense, Joe, I consider Mike having busted the toilet timing.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Because, I mean, I really made a big deal about
it. You popped the cherry.
And really, thanks to the vacuum flush. And for all you youngsters out there, remember, public restrooms, a courtesy flush.
That's right.
Because if I'd made soup in there, it would have been... I'd marinated anything, it would have been, it would probably still have been in the
hallway. I'm not sure you've ever explained this exactly. A courtesy flush.
Courtesy flush
during
is
the act, right?
During the act.
As soon as
something leaves you, you hit the flush button.
Right.
Not when it's time to clean up like so many people do, Eric Bickle.
And actually, without sounding totally gay, if you do it at the right time, if it has enough vacuum, you can get a slight bidet effect.
No, it's actually, with the vacuum effect, just a little tug.
Then
some people find quite stimulating.
Yeah, a tug, but also water gets pulled up in there as well.
Yeah, you can. Well, if the water's circulating and it splashes, and that it can be.
We were just having a talk because really, from our studio, if you go in the bathroom, Hey, Rob, I'm really not mad at you. Would you go in the bathroom and just scream something?
And then flush, because you can really hear. You'll be able to hear the flush if you turn the microphones up.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, listen up.
Okay.
Flush!
Right.
I hope that came through.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Now he's pounding on the wall.
The bathroom is literally up against
right the studio. Right next to the studio.
And the walls here are seriously made of writing paper.
Paper, thin wind, a wafer, thin mint.
Well, it's amazing because we got all this sound glass here.
It's impressive.
And you can actually hear Buzz.
Yeah,
we can have a conversation through the wall.
Anyway, we were just wondering who was the first to take a dump in here. As it turns out, it was not Mike today.
And they were gigantic, too. Mm. I mean, with no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We're all very happy.
Thank
hi,
you.
Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. President
I almost said that like Tom. Hi, Buzz. Hey, guys.
President Bush was chewing on a buttered roll, unaware that the microphones were still on at the G8 conference in Russia. He was heard to say, you see, the irony is that what they need to do is to get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing this S, and it's over. The mic also picked up the president saying, Russia's big, and so is China. Also, Diet Coke, not Coke. And, yo, Blair, what are you doing? You leaving? He, in fact, was.
You know, it's amazing. And it is going to, you know, it is. It's going to help this popularity
yeah,
rating.
Sure.
Because people love, and I am too, just intrigued that that's the way he speaks to other world leaders.
And wouldn't you think, really, that your president, when you take down all of the,
you want
the pompous yeah. stuff, that he would sit down with some guy, whether it's Tony Blair, Josh Rock, anybody, just
right.
say, hey, listen, they got to knock this ass off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. He's right. He used the word correctly. I think it'll win him support.
I think he knows how to use the word
yeah,
ass.
He's had a little practice, apparently, clearly.
It's Hezbollah. It's doing this ass.
There was a lot of talk at the table about Israel and Hezbollah. Russia's volunteered to send in peacekeeping troops. India and Pakistan are sniping at each other again.
To quote Mike here, one of his favorite characters, I want to go on record.
Yes.
They are commies again.
The Russians?
Bulletin. Hello? CCCP?
Again or still?
Yeah, never. It's never changed.
Hammer and sickle?
You know what they are? They're enemies. I've always felt that
you know,
way.
Pooty Poot is just a pubic hair away from going back to
I totally agree.
Whoever the guy was before the... who was the guy before the guy
you had
with the stain
you had
on his
Yeltsin,
head?
Yeltsin, and then you had Andropov, and I think before Andropov...
Who was the guy before Gorbachev?
Before Gorbachev was, I think, Brezhnev.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. Lenny.
Brezhnev.
Lenny.
Was
yeah, bad Lenny. Bad Lenny.
I think it was Brezhnev, Gorbachev, Yeltsin...
And then Al Gore. Anyway, watch them. Well, let's watch them.
Watch it.
I've put them on watch, as a matter of fact, above Germany now.
And you know,
picking up, I'm always watching them, Rob.
Yesterday, picking up the newspaper yesterday, you would think, really, we're just about an hour away from World War III.
Because,
I mean, I was reading about...
Newt Gingrich says we're there.
Everything is going at the same time. You got North Korea, you got China, you got everybody. Everybody's going crazy.
Sometimes the police make mistakes. A good example
after the break.
Oh, all right. Be right back, Buzz.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The
Don and Mike Show.
Please.
The show with more comedy and less moonbase. Don and Mike.
Yeah, there's that name again. And now here's Guy J. Bradley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, a police standoff in Port Angeles, Washington. The police standoff has ended peacefully. No violence, no demands, no hostages. In fact, there was no suspect, so no arrests were made. Apparently, police had spent five long, tense hours pointing their rifles and bullhorns at an empty house.
Wow.
The suspect wasn't home. The bomb squad's robot figured it out. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Robot.
Don and Mike Show.
Right, listen, thank you. We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, okay?
Very good.
All right, everybody. Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
You go climb a building.
Yes, I'm done.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thing.
Yeah.
Free FM. Free. That's what you get for listening to WJFK.